WNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly feature of mine and the people who work with me. So, you know, there are only a number of ways of introducing this program. This is part of the Countdown. As I do with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, who's an important part of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn will be back with us next week. John Harper joins us from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida with a review of the top 10 stories. Sometimes we get into the people, but those lists are both very prominent, published at talkers.com on Talkers Magazine. It's not a magazine anymore. It's online, but kind of a magazine. The week of September 28th to the 2nd of October is in the focus. There are the usual things, ladies and gentlemen, that are on the list that seem to have gotten there as a result of COVID and us being at home, the relationship focus and that sort of thing. I think that our relationship with the various countries on the people list, Vladimir Putin and Xing Bing Jing Pling Gung, or whatever his name is, I have no respect for him, so I don't care whether I pronounce his name or somebody said, well, that's disrespectful. You don't know how to pronounce his name. I don't give a crap about pronouncing his name right, frankly, because no good is too good a way to refer to him. He's a monster. And what goes on in China now, the kinds of things, even if there wasn't a COVID, if you look at China and how they're treating Muslims, as they taught, you know, the same way they treated Christians back a couple of decades ago, you realize what you're dealing with, people almost subhuman. All they want to do is control everything. And when you look around at the mess in the world, one wonders how anybody in his or her right mind would want to control the world. What do you get for your trouble, if you will? But there are those people who... Now, the psychology, again, number 10, psychology of people and what they desire. It's, you know, some people say, why do we have such lousy candidates for president? Well, who in their right mind would want to be president under the circumstances, right? I mean, think about it. Would you, John Harper is here from WMEL, would you like to be president?
There was a time when I would have wanted to be president, yes, going way back, perhaps when we were kids during the days of John Kennedy, who inspired the nation, inspired young kids like myself to be president. But ever since then, no, I don't know why anybody would want to be president and go through this type of disaster on your life personally and everything else. It's not a good job.
How did we get here, John, do you think?
You mean where we're at right now?
Well, how did we get to the point where we, as you were talking about Kennedy and that era, and then how things have Is it because of Kennedy and his demise? Do you think that's where the problem started? Because if somebody asked me the question, I'd say the same thing that you did, and I'd say the Warren Commission, how Kennedy was dispatched, was the beginning of the chipping away of trust in our government and the leaders that we have. Now, maybe a lot of other leaders have been untrustworthy. A lot of people think that FDR was untrustworthy. He got us into World War II. Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know from the same experience, because you or I are the same age, we've had the same experiences in our lives, and the Kennedy thing was extraordinarily destructive, and then followed by Vietnam. You know, I think that's when it started, frankly, and the decisions these people make that have been compoundedly stupid as we move on. Anyway, go ahead.
You're right on the money there, Doug. As far as after Kennedy, everything that started to go, in my opinion, your opinion, I'm sure that of many others, downhill from there. You mentioned Vietnam and what distrust that brought about on our nation and our leaders. And you can just move forward from year to year. And there's really not been a whole lot of positive years that you can put back to back and bumper to bumper that would really change that type of feeling around, that type of psychological feeling toward government, toward wanting to be in politics, wanting to be a worker in politics, or in the
really believing
capital.
In the government and your country and things like that. LBJ was a horror show.
Yeah.
Nixon was no good. I think Jerry Ford actually, I wished he'd have served longer because I think he was a pretty good influence on things, frankly. And so was Reagan. And I think that Clinton, frankly, say what you will about his personal life, I think there were a lot of things, even though he, you know, doesn't always leave a great taste in everybody's mouth. I think that when you can compare Reagan and Clinton in a way, because we all pretty much felt good about being Americans then. So we go up and down from there.
Well, we did. We did, Doug. But that feel-good psychological effect toward our country has definitely been lacking over the past many years. And, boy, as of the news that's come out in the last 12 to 18 hours, that is going to continue, and we're really heading into uncharted water at this point.
Oh, for sure we are. And I think whether you heard me say this earlier on the DJV program or not, talking about the astrology of where we are and where all of this stuff sort of collides around the election, COVID comes to a head, the Black Lives Matter movement comes to a head, and there still is, Victoria. Didn't somebody offer us a guest this week who is onto the asteroid that's supposed to hit the Earth in December? Isn't there, there's more about that, and, you know, what? There, can you imagine that on top of all the rest of
this
stuff?
That's all we need. Whoa. Well, if there was ever going to be a year where an asteroid would actually collide with Earth,
right,
it would be
this
2020.
Is
this is the year. This is the smoke 'em if you got 'em year. This
right. There you go. All right. Anyway, the president will talk about this a little bit, although I don't know that it deserves any more time than just acknowledging that the president and first lady have the coronavirus. She says they're feeling well, but adds, you know, I mean, what kind of chaos? Can you imagine if Biden comes down with this, what kind of chaos this brings to the campaign? Talk about that. That's why I said all of this stuff collides in the next month, I think, and we hold our breath and wait to. We can't sit this out, though. You can't sit on the sidelines. You can't be unheard or uncounted. You got to be counted at the voting box, and you got to be heard when it comes to some of the things that you may feel pressured about with regard to the future of our country. 14 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly talk radio review. John Harper from WMEL is here with us this week. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Roundup, an overview of the stories and the ancillary things that go with them from Talk Radio's point of view, at least the point of view of several important Talk Radio people. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV Show, and John Harper from WMEL in Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation with the education system, number 7 this week on the countdown. School opens, the school close, who's going to get it? Do the children get it? They don't get it. They aren't to be worried, and then they give it to their parents. This is something that is so screwy, that is so crazy, and I wonder what the real takeaway here for me is, what it's doing to youngsters. Are they resilient enough? Are they strong enough to be able to, I mean, I look at my grandson who started kindergarten, and he's sort of taking it in stride. I think if you start, you're just starting, and this is the scenario, it's okay. But if you've been in school, and you're confused, am I going to school today or not? And if I'm not going to school, then what is this box in front of me? What am I doing with it? Do you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. And then the announcement in some of the northern climes that there will be no snow days this year because now we've got it, we've got it pegged. No more excuses. We'll have school using the box. How about that?
But have we ever seen anything like this in our lives? I mean,
no.
It's crazy at every point where you turn, and the education crisis, school opening, school closing. You're right. The younger kids probably are quite resilient to the pulling and tugging as to which way they go.
Yeah.
But the older kids, and certainly when you get into high school, That's got to be a concern. And I'm concerned, Doug and Victoria and our audience, about what type of education in reality are students actually
not
receiving.
Much. Nah,
yeah,
not much.
That is a very real concern.
Yeah, not much. Victoria, can you imagine this happening when you were in school, let's say high school? What do you ever put yourself back there and think, okay, these were my high school experiences, and can you imagine going through this sort of situation while you were in high school?
You know, I went away to high school. I went to a boarding school, so my high school experience was so different from most people.
So
anyway,
those boarding schools would be completely closed now, right?
I think my school has kids on campus, but they're treating it like college campuses. So it's like, you know, it's different shifts, whether you're in the classroom or you're working from, you know, your dorm room.
I got it. Yep. All right. Number six, focus on race relations. And maybe the Proud Boys come up as part of the discussion here. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 23 after the hour, we continue focusing on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Yeah, the countdown, just like the music countdown shows, only this focuses on the top 10 stories and people each week. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Number six this week, John Harper with me from WMEL, and also my pal from the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, to comment. Race relations, number six, the president talking, and that woman who's running in Delaware talked about the Proud Boys. I said off the air, we were laughing about it. I first said the Pep Boys.
Very different.
The Pep Boys are not related to the Proud Boys at all. So anyway, Trump calls into Hannity to clarify his comments that were... I don't know, what did he just not say anything about them? He said, sit down. I didn't get...
He said, stand back and stand by.
What does that mean? Did anybody know
that's what everyone
meant?
Was wondering. Does that mean... Because this is like a militia...
Does that mean sit down and shut up?
Well, Trump clarified it later on, saying let law enforcement handle everything. But this is, you know, this is a violent militia group. So stand by kind of was taken by a lot of people as, okay, well, you can be there and you can, you know... It didn't seem like enough of a denouncement.
Yeah, put down. All right, so the lady in Delaware.
Yeah, I'm going to be calling upon you.
Right, that's how it felt.
Yeah, right. All right, so the lady who's running for the Senate, the Republican who I said this off the air. I probably shouldn't say it on the air. Looks, I'm not going to say what I said after looking at her, Victoria and John, but maybe her name says it all. At any rate, she thanked the Proud Boys for being the security at a rally that she had in Delaware. She has no chance of winning, but she's made a presence, and the presence doesn't seem positive. Very surprising, you know, in this day and age when a lot of women are identifying with what Victoria says in her philosophy, where she feels very much focused on the message, and this message doesn't seem to be applicable. I get into dangerous territory here because I don't want to generalize, but most women I know would not, maybe that's the way to put it, most women I know would not necessarily gravitate to her message. How's that? Is that okay, Victoria?
Sure. I don't know anything about her, so I don't know what her message is.
Yeah, but it pretty much says it all. When you kind of watch her body language, listen to her, she's very angry. And when the Proud Boys, I wouldn't want to have the Proud Boys.
She didn't side up with them. She just thanked them for being there.
But they were there because they understand what her philosophy is, or at least they think they do.
I mean, this group is heavily, heavily misogynistic. So yeah. I don't understand why, and I said this to you off the air, I don't know why any woman would want them there, whether they're doing security or selling hot dogs. Why would you want this group there if you're a female running for office? I don't, it's counterintuitive.
Well, but then it assumes that all women think the same way, and they don't. Maybe a lot of the women who are your age, who are your friends and your groups, think the same way, and they are very pronounced with their feelings, and that's good. I think everybody should express themselves as they feel. But I think that there is this feeling that everybody, all women should think this way, and all men should think this way, and so there's kind of a danger in that.
Well, that I get that, but if you're a woman, it doesn't matter what your political views are, but if you're a woman and you're running for office, why would you want the support of a group that feels that no women should run for office?
Yeah.
Or hold any important position in the home and pregnant. Right.
Yeah, right.
So I don't get why. You can be as far left or far right as you want, but why would you want any group that's just anti-female? I don't get it.
Nope.
Are these boys the new guardian angels of our day?
Well,
were the guardian angels violent?
No.
I didn't think so, right?
No, they weren't violent. They were against violence, but they sometimes were pretty strident in the way they put violence down. Would you say that was a good way of describing it, John?
Perfect. No. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we continue. We have the top five to go in the second half hour of this week's.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. and a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the second half hour of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Review, connected to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the last of September, first of October review of the hot hits this week. With me is John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, and a frequent visitor here on this program, Victoria Keelan, who's with me every day on the DJV program, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The number five story, focus on the economy, the state of business, the stimulus package, which seems to have gone through the House at $2.2 trillion, the old warrior, I was going to call him, he's actually an old fossil. Mitch McConnell says, nope, not going anywhere. We got to fix it. Too many things wrong. I don't know what that means.
Well, he said they're not even going to consider it, which is...
No, isn't that swell? Right.
Yeah.
That'll do them a lot of good at the box office. At the box office, at the voting booth, or the box office.
It does feel theatrical, right?
It does, yeah, it really does.
Good point, Victoria, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, where is it when you think about the debate this past week and the focus, at least in part, if you get away from the nonsense on the economy and where it is, and Trump saying, you know, and it's hard to argue with some of the things, the points that he makes about the economy and how it's doing. It isn't the thing that is not brought out. The economy is humming along, but it's not sort of equalized. The benefits that could accrue for everybody at all stages, if you will, of economic reality don't seem to be there. And one wonders
absolutely
whether that's
right.
Is that right?
Absolutely right, Doug. And businesses opening or closing right here in my backyard here in Florida, Central Florida, just 35 minutes from where I sit is Disney World. And they've just laid off over 2,500 employees there. Things are not getting any better there, and they're having to go through dramatic changes and dramatic hours of operation and things like that. It's this opening, business opening, is not really getting that much better. It's a dicey situation at best.
I would say, Victoria.
Well, in Florida, yeah, when we look at the numbers, the rate of infection with COVID, you know, Florida is, parts of Florida are up at 3.85%. Miami Dade County is at over 6% infection rate. That's not sustainable unless everyone is just going to deal with the fact that they're all going to get it. I don't know. Florida's the largest and first state to do a 100% reopening, so much so that John, correct me if I read this wrong. I read that the governor, DeSantis, actually forbade anyone to have less than 50% capacity at restaurants and strip clubs and
that's
bars.
Exactly right. And Victoria and Doug, when you kind of peel the cover back on that, DeSantis, the governor, really is a puppet of Donald Trump. And Trump, going back to spring break earlier this year, wanted the state to be open, wanted everything to be business as usual, and that's when things were really starting to heat up. But
yeah.
DeSantis, who I think is looking at Trump to be his ticket to run for president at some time in the future, which is
right.
A kind of a joke. But nonetheless, DeSantis wants to open up everything and throw everything to the wind as far as what can happen with mm-hmm. the virus for the sake of having businesses open.
Right. That's how it feels. And you're living there, so you're living it. But certainly reading it from New Jersey, where I am, and our governor's been very conservative about reopening things. And in New York, also the same thing with Governor Cuomo there. It does feel like it's a, you know, devil may care kind of attitude from DeSantis.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because Florida has a lot of retirees. They have a lot of people who are in the, you know, in that high risk category for contracting COVID and how they'll react to it. It feels like, I don't know, where did we lose our humanity? Where did we stop caring about our citizens and our humans? It really rubs me the wrong way for sure.
Well,
they roll down. The old timers roll into Florida and then they roll out in a casket. that may be part of it, not motivated by anything progressive. So the economy and healthcare together, number four, number five, number four, focus on healthcare. I noticed that, and I put the two of them together here because of what's happening at Amazon. The largest, Walmart and Amazon, are the largest employers in America in terms of single companies. Amazon says 20,000 workers have COVID.
Yeah,
think
they finally came
numbers.
Forward with that, and
yeah.
I suspect the number is a lot higher. Amazon has been under a lot of pressure from people to come forward and really admit, okay, how are the, because the workers have been on strike. We know that they've had pop-ups of strikes here and there. Amazon has pretty much squashed them. They've steamrolled right over anyone who tries to be a whistleblower. But now I think that there's just too much of a spotlight, and they had to admit. And like I said, I don't believe that it's 20,000. I believe it's a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of, before we leave number five, the business situation and how many of the smaller companies, I have a little small business. John, you have a small business. We are interested in knowing what it is that is going to help keep us going here. You look at the attention being paid to banks, the big conglomerates, the entertainment conglomerates, the airlines, that sort of stuff. They have announced this past week major job cuts, so that the, even though I think at the during the debate the figure of 8% unemployment came up, that may be now, but when the stimulus runs out, you watch those numbers go up. And at the box office, if there is, that's, you know, I don't understand the Republicans for their own benefit, and that's what these people all work on this stuff, not for the benefit of the public, but for their own benefit. They're, if they aren't smart enough to see how this is going to affect people at the ballot box, if all these people are out of work between now and November the 3rd, there's just, I don't see any way that Trump or even the Republicans have a way to win. The economy is always what drives people. If you're out of work, are you going to vote for these guys who kill the stimulus package to keep you in groceries? I don't think so. That wouldn't be the way I'd be looking at it, frankly.
No,
all
right,
so
you're right.
Go ahead.
I just said you're absolutely right. Why would you vote for someone who created this disaster for you and your family?
Yeah, in the first place. Okay, number three is basically all the numbers with regard to COVID. Maybe the number one and two numbers here are the president and his wife getting it, and who knows who else is going to get it. You wonder about whether he had it on the night of the debate. He didn't touch.
It's likely he did.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, if he tested positive a few days later, they say, I think that they've still stuck with the 5-day incubation period. But it would stand to reason that, yes, he probably did have it during the debate.
Well, thinking about all the makeup he had on, we were all kind of got a kick out of how much man tan or whatever that orange stuff is he puts on his face. That may have been, maybe he didn't feel well then, and they decided to give him a little more makeup.
I didn't think about that. That's actually, I thought Joe could have used a little bit of bronzer. He needed to look a little less pale. But, that was the first thing I noticed. It was probably twice as much makeup as we normally see him wearing.
You know what is really, okay, let's take this street. I'm going to spend a minute on this. Both of them, when you look at the work that they've had done, Joe Biden has obviously had some work done on his face. He's had hair transplants. He's 78, so he doesn't want to look 78. But then you think about Trump and what came out about his hair this week and the scars from where he tried to get plugs put in his hair. And if you actually look in the sunlight on his hairline, he's pretty much bald. And the way that they fix, you know, the whole business about $70,000 being deducted from his tax return for his hair work during the time that he was on The Apprentice, you know, if you really kind of dig into it, it's kind of small potatoes, but yet it makes interesting anecdotal conversation because he tries so hard to make it look like he's got a head of hair, when in fact he doesn't have any hair, he's bald. But it's really very crafty the way they fixed his hair over the years. That's not going to keep people from voting for him. I just find it interesting in an anecdotal way. What happens when Melania runs her fingers through his hair? What do you think?
Well, luckily, I don't think she does, so I think they're fine. I think there's no problem there.
Yeah, okay. All right, now we move on in a moment to the Supreme Court situation and the status of the presidential race sort of by itself, or maybe we talk a little about the mail-in ballots. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with an overview of this week's big stories from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, relationships with people at work, at school, all that is changing because of the reality of our health situations. Our relationship with foreign governments, number 9, natural disasters, that sort of thing, the weather and how things, the fall has brought us some change. That's kind of welcome. Education and what's happening in school, number 7, race relationships, number 6, the economy, number 5, health care and vaccines, number 4. The president gets it, number 3. The Supreme Court situation is number 2. And the presidential race is number 1, as you kind of would expect. Those are the stories making it this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed. Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Next up, the official overview. Sometimes we don't have time to actually give you the list in its entirety because we get distracted. So this is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the people list from September 28th to October 2nd. Number 10, the leader of China. Number 9, the leader of Russia. Number 8, Chris Wallace. Breonna Taylor is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6 on the list. Nancy Pelosi would be 5. Were it me, I think I might flip those two around. But anyway, they're both important to political conversations this week because of the movement of the bill to bring more aid to people. Dr. Fauci is 4. Amy Coney Barrett is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And the president is number 1. I don't know whether there's a president hashtag his wife there. That may be a part of, certainly is part of the consideration because of what they're going through at the moment with COVID. That's the official list. Again, Talkers Magazine, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. You can find the list published there every week at talkers.com. All right, so we got a couple of more moments here and a couple of more issues. The connection between Amy Coney Barrett and Mitch McConnell appears to be the reason that she is the nominee. Everybody figure that out?
The connection, no. Wait, what? Say that again?
The connection, between Amy Coney Barrett and Mitch McConnell is the reason she's up for the Supreme Court.
What is their connection?
Isn't she from Kentucky?
Connect the dots.
What's that?
No.
I didn't connect the dots on
there's
that.
Some,
I don't follow
there's
that.
Some connection that I quickly
clerked
glanced
for Antonin
at.
Scalia.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
true.
So we know that. I
think there's some connection between her and the was the McConnell family, but I'm not. That is just something that passed in and out of my mind. I thought, okay, there it is. That makes sense. That's why she surfaced. So let's see if that plays out or if it comes to the surface a little bit. Number one is the mail-in ballot. I think part of the presidential race is the extreme confusion as to where you'll be able to, you're mailing them in. In Texas, didn't they limit the places where you could bring your ballot on election day and just drop them off?
It is so limited and very controversial. They have one ballot drop box per county. And Texas is
That's
a huge
amazing.
State. I know. Yeah. In the largest county, in Harris County, they had 11, and they're dropping it to one ballot drop box. It's
why are
insanity.
They doing that?
Well, exactly. That's the question.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right, John, thank you for being here with your precise comments. John Harper from WMEL in the Space Coast in Florida. Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
School goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs to learn from anywhere.
Notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to project boards.
And all at amazing prices. This week, 10 packs of Crayola fine tip markers and Staples exclusives Crayola 12-pack markers and 12-pack colored pencils with sharpener are just 97 cents each.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or order online.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 10-10 while supplies last. Limit 30 in-store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJV program, keeping up with technology as it applies to you and your everyday life. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Duracell is at number 5 with their new batteries. Victoria, how is that affecting our lives?
Well, the new coin cell batteries will be less enticing for children to put in their mouths. They are adding a new, very bitter coating to the 2032, 2025, and 2016 size lithium coin batteries. They are trying to discourage young children from accidentally eating them. The new batteries begin rolling out in stores this month, and they feature a coating on the bottom that reacts with saliva to release a bitter taste that that they're hoping will discourage kids from swallowing it or ever putting a battery in their mouths again. Duracell notes that swallowing a lithium battery can cause a harmful chemical reaction in a as little as 2 hours. They didn't say it, but a lot of tech writers have reported on this, saying that reaction that it has in your stomach could actually kill a child. So this is something that is good, and hopefully will protect little ones. Because a lot of these coin batteries are being used in so many devices now. We're moving away from AA and triple A. It's more about the coin battery.
Next up, number four, a focus on Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, people were wondering if Prime Day was going to happen, because typically it occurs in July, but with the pandemic and everything going on, Amazon canceled it. So now they've announced that Prime Day will happen, and it will run from October 13th to October 14th, and they have it's a two-day shopping event that features over 1 million deals across every category. Brands like Panasonic and Keurig and Under Armour and Adidas and Lacoste, all of those will be on sale. Starting right now until October 12th, Prime members will receive a $10 credit usable on Prime Day if you spend that money at small businesses on Amazon. That's the big push this year. Amazon is committing to spending more than $100 million to promote small business through Prime Day and the holiday season, which I think is good news. Prime Day starts at 3 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, October 13th.
All right, number three.
Ring, which is the home security company, has released a new dashboard cam that goes in your car. It has a feature called Traffic Stop. This Ring car cam is going to cost $199. It has two cameras, one pointed out the front windshield and one that points directly into the car's interior. The camera can send alerts whenever an event like a break-in or towing or an accident is detected, and owners can tap into the camera feed to see what's going on inside their car. The interesting thing is the traffic stop feature. All you need to do is say, "Alexa, I'm being pulled over." It automatically starts recording. It saves all of the footage to the cloud. It will also send a notification to a list of your emergency contacts that you set up during, you know, the initial setup, and then it informs them that you are being pulled over by the police. So, essentially, this could be a really good thing for police accountability, because we know we cannot rely on body cams from the police. They are either tampered with, or they're not turned on, or it only shows one side of an altercation. So this is another way for citizens to be able to, you know, I think, protect themselves and hold the police accountable, which is a good thing.
Yep. Number two, here's a scam. Look out for this.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. This is the gift card scam. The Better Business Bureau is warning consumers to be on the lookout for gift cards that have been tampered with. Gift cards, especially this year coming up with, you know, the holidays and people not traveling, gift cards are the number one most requested gift of 2020. And so this is a very easy scam, and this is how it works. Using a magnetic strip reader, which can be purchased on Amazon for under $100, the scammers scan the cards, because, you know, they're all in every store. These gift cards are just out in the open now. They used to be behind a glass case. Now they're not. So if you pick up one of these cards, make sure that the PIN has not been scratched off, because all these scammers need to do is they run it through the scanner, they pop a new sticker on it. When you take that card to the checkout and you add $50 to it, or you add $100, that actually goes directly into the scammer's bank account. So you're giving an empty gift card, essentially. Just make sure nothing looks suspicious. Take a different card, turn the one that, if you see something that looks like it's been tampered with, turn it in immediately. And the Federal Trade Commission says that only buy gift cards from known and trusted retailers as well. That's another way that you can make sure that you're being safe.
Number one tech story of the week is a suit against Facebook.
This is the reason that this is the number one, this is the biggest tech story of the week, is because this could set a legal precedent for all social media. What happened was the partner of one of the civil rights protesters who was shot and killed in Kenosha, Wisconsin last month, has sued Facebook, alleging that they were negligent in failing to remove posts calling on local militia members to take up arms. So they're basically saying that Facebook was partly responsible for this murder. So if they win, this is going to change the game for social media.
Changing the game, that's what we're doing here. That's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. so your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder and build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Trump's physician today tried to clear up any confusion concerning the status of his patient's health.
At a Sunday hospital briefing, Dr. Sean Conley explained why he and his medical team declined to share on Saturday that Mr. Trump was placed on oxygen the day before.
I was trying to reflect the upbeat attitude that the team, the president, that his course of illness has had.
Conley added that he didn't want to give any information that would steer the course of illness in another direction.
And in doing so, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true.
Overall, doctors say the president's vital signs are stable and he's improving. Greg Clugston reporting.
The president posted a video this evening in which he says he gets it, then took a short drive around the complex to wave at supporters outside the hospital. Also at SRNNews.com, deadly wildfires burned more than 4 million acres in California this year, a record for the most acres burned in a single year.
In a year that's already brought apocalyptic skies and smothering smoke to the West Coast, California set the grim record Sunday when officials announced the wildfires of 2020 had scorched 4 million acres, some 6,250 square miles. That's more than double the previous mark. Cal Fire's Jonathan Cox.
And unfortunately, we are just getting into some of the most critical fire months in California.
There's still about 2 months to go in the fire season, and Cox notes.
You know, there's been 31 fatalities this year so far on all of these fires across the state.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Another person has been killed by an exploding Takata airbag inflator. That brings the worldwide death toll now to at least 26. The latest death occurred in Arizona in the crash of a Honda Civic. It's the 17th death reported here in the United States. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces continued over the separatist territory of Nagorno-Karabakh.
This is the sound of a siren echoing over the capital city, Stepanakert, in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh, wedged between Azerbaijan and Armenia. The Armenian authorities say the area lay siege to artillery strikes by Azerbaijani forces overnight. The following day, Azerbaijani officials said that Armenian forces attacked Ganja, the country's second largest city. Armenia's defense ministry denied opening fire on Azerbaijan. However, Nagorno-Karabakh's leader, Arayik Harutyunyan, confirmed on Facebook that he ordered rocket attacks to neutralize military objects in Ganja. The fighting, which broke out on the 27th of September and has continued for 8 straight days, is the biggest escalation in years in the decades-long dispute over Nagorno-Karabakh. I'm Karen Chamas.
More at townhall.com. A Florida sign company is refusing to allow a negative billboard about LeBron James.
The Virginia-based National Legal and Policy Center was poised to spend several hundred thousand dollars on five billboard images showing the superstar with a Chinese flag covering his mouth and the message, "Silence is violence." The billboards were set to be displayed near the entrance to the NBA bubble near Orlando, Florida, where James Lakers are battling the Heat for the NBA championship. The rejected billboard was designed to show James' hypocrisy. While he has chided people for not speaking out about social justice issues, the Laker player has refused to speak out against Chinese human rights abuses. James has a lifetime endorsement deal with Nike, whose Chinese-made products in his name have brought in hundreds of millions of dollars. Patrick Frost reporting.
Meanwhile, James's Lakers lost to the Heat tonight in Game 3 of the NBA championship. Final score was 115-104. L.A. leads 2-1. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Green Bear, your friendly old change. Green Bear and all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years. And the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, churches across America had their right to assemble and religious freedom abridged. Folks, our religious freedoms are under attack. Pacific Justice Institute encourages you to vote for candidates and biblical positions that do not hinder the sharing of the gospel.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
For details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's take a deep breath. This may be a wild ride. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of September 28th through October the 2nd, about a month away from the election. Wow, some people are voting already. That'll be part of what we talk about. There's a lot going on here, so let's get right to it. Michael Harrison is the person in the know, and we'll go through the top stories and the top people of the week, as we usually do when we get together for this hour. But let there be no mistake. There are things here that really do need to feel and see and hear the light of day. So let's go through the story first, Michael. As the list has changed, the work at Talkers never ends. You're listening to all these programs, talking to all the hosts, and so it's a very fluid list, as one might expect, given what's going on in the world every day, every minute, every moment. Wow. Everything changes. Change. Yeah. It's almost, it really is very difficult to do a week in review, because weeks seem like months. Yeah. But this is a week in review, so our survey is based upon the week. And isn't it amazing how a week now really is in terms of change? It might as well be 6 months, a quarter. I mean, it's just absurd. Well, remember, the time goes. It feels like 5 minutes ago that you were here doing last week's countdown. Yeah. And that's part of it as well. But look how much has changed. We opened up the week. We opened up the week where the Supreme Court battle was the major topic. Court packing, and we were going into the presidential debate, long awaited. The debate, obviously, was going to be the big thing, and we end it with the president and the first lady testing positive as we go into the weekend, and who the hell knows what that is going to mean. Very interesting. Even with that, the expressions of concern and good wishes that have come from people, the Russian leadership, you've got, maybe we should go through the names and the people in the story, and then we can anecdotally talk about how this all sort of shakes out, Michael. Yeah, but it's a little bit, again,
from the moment that we're speaking now, and this program is heard at different times, right, on a lot of stations around the country.
Yeah, over a three-day period, yes.
So how do we know what the world's going to be like on Sunday? You know, so it's very challenging to be as specific as possible without sounding outdated in a moment. It's so funny. We live in the era of on-demand broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And yet, there's never been more of a need for ongoing live broadcasting every minute. It's, you know, we should do the talk radio countdown show of the past minute's top 10 topics.
Right, maybe we have to do an hour a day now on this instead of...
This show really should be a daily look at the 10 mm-hmm. most talked about topics. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that being said,
podcast.
Number 10. Yeah?
Yeah.
Here
we go. There's
a who has the
opportunity
energy?
For you and I to do a podcast. There it is.
Actually, you might be right. At number 10, we have psychology and relationships. I mean, we are having a collective trauma, is the term Psychology Magazine, Psychology Today puts it. And despair, loneliness, frustration, anger, thoughts of suicide, relationships breaking up, families breaking up, friendships breaking up, stress over the election. We're in a terrible psychological state collectively as a society, and I assume it's going on around the world.
Well, it is, and you and I have talked about the astrology of this. Even though we have similar spiritual beliefs, you don't think much for, you don't give much credence to astrology. But I will tell you something. All of the things that I have learned and heard and found regarding the astrological impact of what's going on this year are coming right. Everything is right on time and right in tune.
Mm-hmm. All right, number 9, U.S. foreign affairs. I mean, where do we begin? Turkey, Syria, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. What a mess. Yep. At number 8, natural disasters, climate change.
We could summarize this whole thing looking at the chaos that's going on. If you wanted to not pay any attention to the astrological impacts of the planets, you just have to look at the number of people that are on the planet. There's too many people. This is a sign of things to come. The world cannot be managed or controlled because there are too many of us walking around. You say, well, that's pretty arrogant. What do you propose to do about it? I don't think we're going to have to do anything about it. I think it's going to take care of itself, frankly, as we're seeing. I mean, all of this disruption is going to end up someplace, boys and girls. So, anyway, go ahead, Michael.
Maybe we should build low-income housing on Mars or something. We definitely have to get out of this place if it's the last thing we ever do. Okay, number 8, we have...
You couldn't resist, I know.
We're laughing fools. At number 8, natural disasters and climate change. At number 7, the education crisis and school openings. And closings and openings and closings and openings and nobody coming. At number 6, race relations, police reform, and law and order. Law and order! At number 5, the economy, business openings, stimulus, gridlock, and sports. And number 4, and the reason sports is there is because sports is not about sports anymore. I mean, sports is about politics, it's about health, it's about business, it's just, unga bunga. Yeah. At number 4, healthcare, vaccines, masks, and social distancing. Well, that was given new life by the latest, of course, news revelation.
Mm-hmm.
What about the masks and social distancing argument that's going to, I mean, picture how that's going to change now that the president
All of Trump's family sat there without masks on. Most of the Biden people had masks on. None of the Trump people did, and that'll be interesting.
You know what really ticks me off, in all seriousness, about this whole discussion about masks and social distancing, is that you never hear, back to what we're talking about, how things change, you don't hear anything being said anymore about Herman Cain. You know, and boy, does that tie into this whole issue, doesn't it? Think about it. Herman Cain was a healthy guy, and he went to the rally, and he died.
Yeah. Listen, my son's best friend, they're both 42. They went to school together, high school, college together, live near each other in California. This kid became a big-time, very, very astute, smart guy who has made his way in the business world and become very successful. His wife is one of the most prolific movie writers in the country. You'd recognize her name if I told you who it was. He's come down with it, and he's very sick. Brendan told me last night that they were back and forth on FaceTime. He was in the hospital for 2.5 days.
Ooh.
He didn't get onto an incubator or a ventilator. An incubator.
Yeah.
A ventilator. But he's home and he's very sick. And here's a healthy guy.
How old is this guy?
42.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yep.
So much for certain statistics that are flowing around politically.
Yeah, listen, there are always exceptions to the rule, Michael, as you know.
All right, so here, as of Friday, when this survey was finalized, number three is POTUS and FLOTUS test positive, along with COVID-19 stats and projections. If that happened Monday, it probably would have been the number one topic. I mean, not even probably, it definitely would have been.
Would be.
The President of the United States, at 74 years old and somewhat overweight, having this potentially deadly disease is one of the greatest health crises to face the presidency in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the last time we faced anything like this was when Reagan was shot, and prior to that, when aside from the Kennedy assassination, because there was no health crisis, he was killed. But Eisenhower had a heart attack at one point, and Richard Nixon was was president
just before the election. I remember I was about 10 years old. You were about the same age. Just before the election, he had a heart attack.
Ike had that heart attack, that was everybody held their breath.
And Nixon was his vice president.
Nixon took over the presidency for a while.
At
number two, I don't know whether it was official or not, but he was doing the job.
Yeah, he was doing the work.
At number two, and it brings up all kinds of questions about, you know, if POTUS gets sick. I mean, and he's not well, you know, it's hard to be president even when you're well. Pence is going to have to step up to the plate now. You may agree or disagree with him, but he's certainly capable of handling operations. I think he's a capable individual.
I would say he would be a good general manager.
Right.
Is he an intellect that can come up with ideas? I don't know that that's the case, but he is. I think he would be capable as a manager to keep the wheels from falling off. Might be.
It's going to be very interesting to see him and Kamala Harris debate. It's going to be quite a contrast to the one that we saw. Yeah. Who knows? She might go after him viciously, and he may withstand her quite effectively. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see.
She's vicious. You remember how she went after him?
She's
vicious.
She's extremely
savage.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Her viciousness to Biden is what cost her
now,
the primary.
Would the women who are listening say that we said that's a sexist comment? We would never say
care.
That.
I don't care if they say it or not, because the fact is that Trump is vicious.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump is
there. Trump was, by the way, they're two peas in a pod. And whether people realize it, I've never interviewed Trump, but I've interviewed her, and her force is so negative. The energy around her is so negative. Because the energy around Joe Biden is actually pretty positive, I think. And I think the energy around Obama Pence is bad. It's just kind of neutral.
Whereas the energy around Pence, I actually find, on a superficial level, Kamala Harris to have a very, very lovely smile that seems to project friendliness.
What's behind that? Yeah, right.
Yeah, but
okay.
She does strike a nice pose, and I don't mean that to be sexist either. I'm just saying there are times when she just seems like somebody that she's like a real regular person, very nice. But watching her in her role as Attorney General and as a prosecutor, and how she handled herself with Biden, I think that she did damage to herself by attacking Biden the way she did.
Yep.
The same way that I believe, no matter what conservatives and Trump fans are saying and spinning and deluding themselves, I think that Trump hurt himself desperately in this debate by coming out against Biden. And I think Biden played rope-a-dope. And I think Biden had control of the thing the whole way and actually prompted the attack.
I
think he baited him through the whole thing, and I was smiling and laughing and called him a clown. Whatever. People are going to see it. People see whatever the hell they want to see.
Yeah,
that's what's so frustrating about this period of time.
These debates mean absolutely nothing.
No,
at
they
this
don't.
Point.
Yeah, they really don't, except for maybe a handful in the middle who actually have deluded themselves into thinking that this is something that has to be thought out.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Number two.
We've got to pause. We haven't finished yet. Okay, go ahead.
No. Number two, Supreme Court battle and the court packing issue. Number one, presidential race, the debate, and the mail-in ballot issue.
All right, we'll get to the people list in a matter of moments here. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You should move over. Red Right Return.
Right. Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our overview of the charts for the week of September 28th to October 2nd, the work of Talkers Magazine is to come up with the stories, listening to the stations, talking to the hosts, getting their fingers on the pulse, if you will. Michael and his staff do that. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers. The list is always available at talkers.com, by the way. Now, the people list for this week, we haven't gotten to that yet. Let's touch the names, Michael, shall we?
Yeah, okay. We have Melania Trump at number 10. We have Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping tied at number 9. Chris Wallace is at 8. Poor Chris Wallace. He's taking it on the chin for doing an impossible job. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Breonna Taylor is at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. 5 is Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin. Dr. Tony Fauci hangs in there as a guy we talk about at number 4. Number 3, Amy Coney Barrett. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. And there are a lot of other people that are being talked about as well. Hope Hicks is being talked about. And,
yeah. You know Hannity got a call from the president on his program. I forget which day it was, that was aimed at clarifying what he said about, I keep calling them the Pep Boys,
The Proud Boys. Yeah, I think that it's safe to say that Trump has disavowed his refusal to disavow.
I think you're right.
At this point. But again, the major story of the week, from our perspective here, talking about the weak stories, the big story is that he didn't disavow white supremacy. That the fact at the end of the week that did, which is hardly being discussed, it's again, the timing on all of this is very difficult to put into context.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, the sincerity of it all. So many of the things that politicians do, there's a term that has become popular in the last 2 years. It's called walking it back.
Yes.
Walking it back. That gives it, that's so, like, what is it, a yo-yo trick?
Yeah, well, let's, the expressions of concern and good wishes for the Trump speedy recovery that have come in from Russia and India and Britain and other countries and from the opinion columnists on the New York Times and NBC News, Kelly O'Donnell says that not since Ronald Reagan was shot has there been so clear a threat to the health of American presidency. Is it the presidency? The president is the presidency, I guess, in a manner of speaking. But the good wishes from people who are not his friends, if you will, and then making the point that you did, he's 74. It's difficult for people sometimes that age to fend it off. He's not healthy. He doesn't eat well. You know, that kind of stuff. So it really is, you know, look at all of this stuff. And then the impact of it, the COVID impact, like the H&M folks closing 250 stores because of the virus. And how many people have lost their jobs because of this in malls, what's going on in malls. I mean, everything rolls into everything, Michael.
And yet there is media that is out there saying we're enjoying a great economic recovery and that times are
well, it's not equally distributed, though. That's the thing. If they don't pass the stimulus thing, when they go to the polls, as I said a few minutes ago, the first thing they're going to think about is, oh, Trump and his buddies didn't pass this. I'm out of a job. I'm not voting for him. I think that's the mindset of a lot of people.
I wonder. I don't know whether or not Trump's base is ready to turn on him yet.
The base doesn't get him elected, though. You got to get people in the middle.
Actually, the base is what got him elected the last time.
I suppose, maybe. Yeah.
Right. It's interesting. Everything's upside down. We got a break coming up, and then we got a whole half hour more to chew on. It's exciting.
You know, one of the things that I also am tied together here, that is a subtext of the COVID discussion. The traces of the virus that causes COVID was found in Lake Superior this week.
Really?
Did you see that? We were talking about that. No. Matter of fact, it's our clip of the day at DJVshow.com. There's something that'll set you. Imagine all the people who've taken a swim in Lake Superior this summer.
Oh, my.
Wondering, woo, am I exposed to that?
That's
28 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. You may have it in your spice rack or enjoy it in South Asian meals. Turmeric is derived from a plant similar to ginger and has also long been used for medicinal purposes.
Turmeric has natural anti-inflammatory compounds called curcuminoids. And these curcuminoids have been associated with a positive effect on various diseases.
Mayo Clinic dietitian Anya Guy says those diseases include type 2 diabetes, obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, and cancer.
Although curcumin or turmeric has anti-inflammatory properties, if you are diagnosed with a condition such as cancer or diabetes, speak to your physician before taking the supplement.
Turmeric can be ingested in powder form or in mixes such as curry or chutney. So how much is safe to take each day? today.
Turmeric is considered to be safe at doses up to 8 grams per day.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com. Or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helper, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Ah, yes. I knew we'd find it for reference to that song, remember? when we were playing it as a disc jockey. I remember playing thing.
I never played it.
You never played that song?
Nah, I don't remember.
Oh, come on. Who is that? That's the REM.
Oh, that's some new punk band.
Not to be confused with REO.
Every one of those bands sound like... REM was an excellent band, and sometimes I find it hard to believe that they're like a classic rock established band.
I know.
Some of the bands I still think of as new are people, they're before people were born.
Like Gun Hill Road.
Gun Hill. I happen to be a fan of that late 70s, early 80s punk new wave scene, when the punk evolved into new wave. To me, like the quintessential group of that era were the Cars.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, that sound. Yeah. And
it's a fabulous
and
sound.
That's old music now.
Yeah,
but it still has a certain modernness about it.
I thought the Cars were fabulous. As a matter of fact, I liked the fact that the Police and the Cars were out at the same time, and I said they ought to join forces and become the Police Cars.
I used to say on the air, the Cars and the Doors should join forces and become the Car Doors.
Car Doors.
Yeah.
There we go. How about we put them together, and they're all three together, the Police Car Doors.
Now we're really talking about consolidation.
Yes,
but the fact of the matter is that whole era, you had the Fix, and you had the Flock of Seagulls that had a fun little song that became overplayed, and you had Missing Persons, the Motels. I could go on and on. It was a great little era of music, but it's old.
All right, so we bring it back to our message, and the mission is here: the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts there every week, the stories and the people listed at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Some of the ancillary conversation that we have is about the people who are doing this for a living, i.e. the talk show hosts. And I noticed that Michael Savage, who's been around for... When did he win the Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine?
It was a long time. It was a long time ago. It was 15 years ago, maybe.
And he didn't show up.
Well, he didn't pull a no-show. He said he couldn't show up, and he sent a video.
Yeah, he sent a video.
It wasn't like he was scheduled to show up. We knew he wasn't showing
up. See, one of the things, I'm going to take my hat off to you for a moment. The thing that some people didn't get, when we had our annual meetings, and still do, hopefully we'll be able to have some more after all this nonsense is over. We didn't have one this year. But every year you give away a Freedom of Speech Award to a prominent host. And the idea isn't to make it to somebody that's popular. It's to give it to somebody who's got the balsam to, you know, take advantage of what we offer in this country, and that is to say things that people don't like. Savage is an example of that. G. Gordon Liddy is an example of that. Remember that hoopla in Houston when he got the award? Good God.
I forgot. You and I didn't talk for 2 years after that.
Well, that was also one of the side not benefits of it all. But Gloria,
it was a blood fight.
Oh my God, Gloria Allred.
The G. Gordon Liddy incident was a upheaval in the talk radio world that made enemies out of friends, and it was, you know, and I don't want to get too deep into it now because it's going to be a major chapter on the book that I will someday not write. But
good. There you go.
But it definitely was a hell of a thing. But that, just to sum it up, the Freedom of Speech Award was to give it to somebody who was an example of free speech in action, of the First Amendment in action. Mm-hmm. Didn't necessarily mean we agree or disagree with them, but the problem when you step into that territory, people always tend to think you're endorsing what the person says as opposed to endorsing the fact that they had the courage to say it.
And the other, like Al Franken won. That was another bloodbath.
I threw the guy off the stage during his acceptance speech. I give a guy a Freedom of Speech Award. I present it to him. I don't give it to him. We did. But I present him the Freedom of Speech Award, and then I personally threw him off the stage because he wouldn't shut up. That was the most... That's another chapter in the book.
Yeah, yeah, right. All right, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the virus cases have... gone way up in the Midwest. Some of the things that are being done by politicians to discount the way people are being treated and handled. It's chaos. I think if you look at the story, the major story of the week is chaos. That's kind of, remember what, that was Get Smart, right? Didn't he work for Chaos, or the bad guys were Chaos?
I think so. I think Get Chaos Smart was one of those organizations.
Yeah, yeah, right. And we've got it now. We've got complete, everybody's off on their own. The governor of Texas says only one drop-off location for mail, ballots that aren't going to be mailed in. So you bring them to yourself. And how long do you think the line's going to be? In each county, there's one. I mean, how in the world? This guy should get impeached if you can impeach a governor for coming up with that kind of stuff. That's part of the number one story anyway this week.
Yeah, the mail-in ballot debate is up there in the number one story. Yeah. Of course, I don't know what the number one story is at the moment, from the standpoint of the week, that was it. The presidential race, the debate on Tuesday, and the argument over mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the secondary issue was Supreme Court packing.
Yeah, and Amy Coney. But I wonder if that actually is ever, with the chaos, if that actually is ever going to happen. And, by the way, the fact that these are the stories that we're talking about doesn't mean this is all that's going on. How many people know where Azerbaijan is? How many people know where Armenia is? And did you know that for centuries they have been fighting because it's a tribal area of the world, and they're right now in the most severe military conflict they've been in for hundreds of years because they're disputing territory that's right on the edge of Europe that both of them claim. Anybody know anything about this? Anybody heard anything? This could blow up into a huge regional conflict.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we didn't choose to have our convention there this year.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Yeah. Right. I have none of that. And who's talking about immigration? Right? But that was,
who wants to come here?
I'm right. I suppose that's a factor in it, isn't it? Huh?
Would you think?
Why bother? Yeah. But you notice how that sort of boiled away. Yeah. Who's talking about it anymore? Well, really? Nobody's talking about that anymore. So, anyway. All right. So, with regard to Dr. Fauci, and where he plays, he's number four in the people list this week.
Yeah.
And I have noticed a lot of people have gone back to him. He sort of was discounted because the president and he seem to be spatting all the time. But now there are now, because of what's happening and the vaccine thing, that's another part of the vaccine is number four this week on the story list. Yeah. What are we doing? There are some people who say there's going to be a vaccine in 2 weeks. Others say 2 months. Some people say 2 years. Some people say never. And 2 out of 10 in a survey that was published today suggest that they would probably not take a vaccine if Trump were to support it. So if Trump says take the vaccine, we're not taking it.
Well, Trump sort of lost his credibility.
Really?
As a source of information about health care management during the COVID crisis. I mean, what can I tell you? My gosh.
Right. All the layoffs. Amazon has been lying about how many people had COVID. This is the Walmart and Amazon, the biggest employers in America. And the fact that they admit to having 20,000+ people who are sick and out of work, no wonder they keep running ads. We need more people. People are getting sick faster than they can hire them.
Bring out your dead.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Exactly.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And, I'm breathless. I'm out of breath here. I really am. It's just, this is, I don't remember.
So I better take a break here.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember a moment on this program in all of its history like this one right now where we're just overwhelmed by the number of things that are going on. We have to have the top 100 stories all in the top 10. It's crazy.
Yeah. What'll the end of the year be like? The end of the year countdown show. Oh, how do we put that all together? Imagine we're talking about this October. We're talking about the end of the year already. Thanksgiving, and what are we going to do, and where are we going to go, and what's Christmas going to be like, and we can hardly wait till next year. And time is going so quickly, before you know it, it'll be next year.
Yeah.
And all of this misery will be gone, and we'll be living happily ever after.
Yeah, like it's going to change on New Year's Day. There's another song for Phil to pull out. Nothing changes on New Year's Day. That was you.
How about we make a New Year's resolution to lose some weight? Is it too early for New Year's resolutions? You know, every year people make resolutions, and one of the big ones is they've decided it's time to lose weight. After Christmas, after the holidays, after Halloween, but you can't have Halloween this year because the government says you can't have Halloween. Right? CDC, nope, no Halloween. So no candy. That's going to be good for people's health. And the turkeys are all gone now. They're all spoken for, so you won't be able to get a turkey for Thanksgiving. You'll have to have ham or something else, maybe a hot dog for Thanksgiving. So maybe we won't need this till Christmas when we have the Christmas, fruitcakes, right? Wow. We'll all be eating fruitcake for Christmas.
A lot of fruitcakes running around.
Yes, there are. So after you've eaten all that fruitcake, you're going to need to lose weight. And I'm obviously having fun and being a little facetious with this, but the message is clear. If you're trying to lose weight and you've been frustrated because nothing you've done, absolutely nothing, no matter what you've done, it doesn't last. You lose the weight, and you put it back on. Lose the weight, and you put it back on. So let's get to the bottom of that problem and fix it once and for all by getting on the Calitrin program, the weight loss formula that's all natural. That's why I support it. No stimulants, no drugs. I'm happy to tell you this is the way to go. Toploss.com. Use the DJV code on checkout to not have to pay for shipping and get the best deal. That's the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com. Next up, the official overview. Sometimes we don't have time to actually give you the list in its entirety because we get distracted. So this is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the people list from September 28th through October 2nd. Number 10, the leader of China. Number 9, the leader of Russia. Number 8, Chris Wallace. Breonna Taylor is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6 on the list. Nancy Pelosi would be 5. Were it me, I think I might flip those two around. But anyway, they're both important to political conversations this week because of the movement of the bill to bring more aid to people. Dr. Fauci is 4. Amy Coney Barrett is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And the president is number 1. I don't know whether there's a president hashtag his wife there. That may be a part, it certainly is part of the consideration because of what they're going through at the moment with COVID. That's the official list. Again, Talkers Magazine, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. You can find the list published there every week at Talkers.com. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This report is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Living with chronic back pain? You're not alone. Up to 80% of people in the U.S. will experience back pain at some point. But could your back pain be a form of axial spondyloarthritis or AxSpA, an inflammatory arthritis of the spine? It can cause stiffness and reduced mobility. There are approximately 1.7 million people living with AxSpA and related conditions in the U.S. However, because it is underdiagnosed, that number may be higher. Rheumatologist Dr. Hillary Norton has ankylosing spondylitis, or AS, a form of AxSpA.
Inflammatory back pain is chronic, so it never really goes away, even if symptoms come and go. Adding to the complexity, men and women with AS are likely to experience symptoms in the low back, whereas women may present with pain around the neck area and often have more peripheral joint pain. That's why it's important to talk to your doctor and get a correct diagnosis.
Visit monsterpainintheas.com to complete a 3-minute quiz to learn more.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with an overview of this week's big stories from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, Now, relationships with people at work, at school, all that is changing because of the reality of our health situations. Our relationship with foreign governments, number nine, natural disasters, that sort of thing, the weather and how things, the fall has brought us some change. That's kind of welcome. Education and what's happening in school, number seven. Race relationships, number six. The economy, number five. Health care and vaccines, number four. The president gets it, number three. The Supreme Court situation is number two. And the presidential race is number one, as you kind of would expect. Those are the stories making it this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. All right, let's get to this is one of my favorite things when I talk about. And this week, really, I listen to many of them. Most of them I start. Sometimes I get distracted. But Michael's interview, the MH interview this week, is with someone that I think is just the most fabulous radio person. So tell us what people can expect.
I have a conversation with two people. One, the legendary DJ Cousin Brucey, Cousin Bruce Morrow.
Bruce Morrow.
And his new boss, the guy that recently bought WABC, the place where Brucey was famous in the 60s and 70s. He's back on the weekend now doing a music show on the news talk station, WABC, which is owned by a mogul by the name of John Catsimatidis. And I get John Catsimatidis and Cousin Brucey in one place, Zoom, and we talk for a good half hour, 40 minutes. It's very revealing. If you're a radio freak, you're going to love this.
Well, if you just like, Bruce Morrow is one of the most wonderful people that you could ever hope to meet. And he's been involved in every major thing in New York radio history, and certainly in many. Didn't he get an award from Talkers?
We gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award. I presented it to him, and as he's walking up to me and I handed it to him, I remembered listening to him when I was 10 years old on WINS in New York.
He's 87 years old, this guy. So there's hope for us all, Michael. All right, check it out, mhinterview.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Screen time. It's not good before bed, and it's not ideal for your sleep. In fact, a recent survey found that 66% of us take our smartphones to bed, which is why we asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic for some tips.
Following good sleep hygiene is very important. Maintaining a good, consistent sleep-wake schedule during the work days and weekends is also very important. And maintaining a cool, comfortable environment and relaxing environment before you go to bed, perhaps taking a shower an hour or two before the bedtime, avoiding these electronics, avoiding caffeine after noon. And also we tell people, if possible, to avoid naps. If somebody has to take naps, it should be during the earlier part of the day and should be limited to 20 minutes or so.
Check out clevelandclinic.org for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I enjoy the services that are rendered every week by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a college professor of law one of the country's leading experts on scams, and so I start there, as a matter of fact, this week because of the huge focus on gift cards. Now that we're heading into the holiday season, and there are warnings everywhere, Steve, to be on the lookout for gift cards because many of them are not genuine. I don't even understand how you can figure out whether they are genuine. Let's say you pay somebody $100 for what you think is a something to the, I mean, you name it. You see them in all the stores, and it comes that there's nothing. There's no value to it because the card is a scam. How do you know?
Well, you know, most of the time, if you're getting a gift card, and gift cards, you're right, are just replete with scams, which you could expect because anything popular with the public is going to be popular with the scammers.
Yeah.
When you get them secondhand, as they used to say in the old movie, forget about it. Don't do it that way. You buy them in the store. You get them in the store, and frankly, you don't even get them on the rack. You ask for one behind the rack, and the reason for that is, what scammers will do is they will go in there. They'll get the numbers from the card. Sometimes some of these cards will even have something you scrape on the back, and people don't notice for a code. They'll take care of that. And they have that information. They wait till you buy the card, put money on it. They go online to keep checking when that card gets picked up. And as soon as it does, they empty it. And so you put money, but you find out you got nothing on that card. So the best thing you can do is, if you're going to buy a gift card, buy it from only one that is behind the counter.
Now, also in the scam department, I see that a cyber attack crippled operations at Universal Health Services this week. That's the largest healthcare provider. How does that affect the individual who is maybe in a hospital bed or getting hospital treatment?
Well, you know, it was interesting. This was what they call ransomware, and this is a huge, huge international problem. The bad guys get people to unknowingly download this malware that will encrypt their data and lock it up, and unless a ransom is paid, they destroy this. This particular company has 400 hospitals in the UK and America. In Germany last week, we had the first death attributed to ransomware. Someone was rushed to their local hospital. The hospital had just been hit with ransomware. They couldn't treat her. They sent her to another hospital, the closest one 20 miles away. She died en route. The healthcare industry in general has been a huge target for this type of attack, and they haven't done a very good job of protecting and backing up their data. They're easy to attack because hospitals, they have to be reachable, their computers, by insurance companies, by other doctors, by labs, and so all the bad guys have to do is hack one of those, and then that'll give them the credentials to get into the hospital. So this is a problem. It's even a bigger problem in the UK than it is here in the United States, but it's one that hospitals are not dealing with very well, and we're going to have a major problem.
I can see that. From the story list of talkers this week on the countdown, number one is the focus on the mail-in ballots. And I'm thinking about the legal aspects of this. For example, the governor of Texas says, okay, we're only going to have one drop box for your ballots on Election Day. If you don't want to go to the polling place, you can go to one place in each county. Well, that seems at least beyond being stupid.
That was the word I was going to use.
Right. So then, but is it legal? How can you manage? I mean, everything's so confusing this year. So many legal challenges. Good God, this stuff could end up in the courts forever. We never know. We'll never have a new president.
No, it'll get taken care of and hopefully expeditiously. But the issue is that the voting rules are set by state, so every state will have its own regulations, and we've never had as much of a reliance on mail-in ballots as this year. So those who want to make it difficult can, but ultimately it will work out.
You know, do you see the series Jack Ryan on Amazon?
Yes.
If you have it. I do, too. So in this year's episodes, the bad guy is the president of Venezuela, and the last episode has him calling the elections because everything is breaking down and he can't win. So I'm thinking,
who does that remind you of?
In today's world, unga bunga. All right, there it is. Overview of some of the legal aspects, and look out for those scams. Steve's website, scamaside.com, is a great website that'll help inform you as to problems that you may have with scams. That's Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadero is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadero. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Doctors say President Trump is showing signs of improvement in his treatment for COVID-19.
At a briefing from Walter Reed Medical Center, Dr. Sean Dooley pointed to the president's progress.
He has remained without fever since Friday morning. His vital signs are stable.
The medical team acknowledged some ups and downs, including two instances when the president's blood oxygen levels dropped below 94%. But overall, Dr. Brian Garibaldi says Mr. Trump continues to improve.
Our hope is that we can plan for a discharge as early as tomorrow to the White House, where he can continue his treatment course.
Greg Clugston reporting.
Rumors that Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania will not seek re-election in 22, nor will he run for governor. Toomey expected to make an announcement tomorrow. Several top deputies of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office accusing him of crimes, including bribery and abuse of office. Paxton's office counters that the complaint was done to impede the ongoing investigation into criminal wrongdoing by public officials, including, quote, employees of this office. Louisiana will get nearly $215 million in BP oil spill money for two projects that will restore more than 4,600 acres of marsh and other habitat in the New Orleans area.
Governor John Bel Edwards says work on the project should begin next year. Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority President Chip Klein said each will set a record. He says the 2,800 acres to be created in St. Bernard Parish will be the largest area ever bid by the agency. He says one in Plaquemines Parish will use the largest amount of dredged material.
The International Organization for Migration says at least 8 migrants have drowned and 12 are missing after smugglers forced them off a boat near the Horn of Africa nation of Djibouti. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Get ready for a bumpy winter ahead. That's what Prime Minister Boris Johnson's warning the British population as he defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
In a BBC interview, Johnson said the government is trying to maintain a very delicate balance of saving lives whilst also keeping the economy moving. Opponents say tougher social restrictions are needed to suppress a second wave of COVID-19 that is already sweeping the country. But many in Johnson's right-of-centre party argue that restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. Whilst the Prime Minister recognised that the UK population were fed up after months of restrictions, he warned that little would change throughout the Christmas period and possibly beyond. Karen Chamas, London.
More than 100,000 people marched in Belarus's capital today to protest the country's authoritarian leader, who won his sixth term in office in an election widely seen as rigged. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Violent crime in New York City continued to spike through September.
The number of September shooting incidents in the city increased 127% year over year from 67 shootings in 2019 to 152 shootings in 2020. September murders spiked 40% from 246 people killed in 2019 to 344 people killed in 2020, according to New York Police Department data released Friday. All this is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and the City Council agreed to cut $1 billion from the police budget in July and transfer those funds to other community initiatives. Patrick Frost reporting.
According to Compass Real Estate, the number of people buying apartments in Manhattan dropped nearly 50%. Many giving up and moving either to the suburbs or out-of-state locations like Florida. 10,000 homes on the market in the city, that's a new record. And according to Compass, it would take nearly 3 years to sell all the properties at the current pace. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
For over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly feature of mine and the people who work with me. So, you know, there are any number of ways of introducing this program. This is part of the Countdown. As I do with Michael Harrison. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, who's an important part of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn will be back with us next week. John Harper joins us from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida with a review of the top 10 stories. Sometimes we get into the people, but those lists are both very prominent, published at talkers.com on Talkers Magazine. It's not a magazine anymore. It's online, but kind of a magazine. The week of September 28th to the 2nd of October is in the focus. There are the usual things, ladies and gentlemen, that are on the list that seem to have gotten there as a result of COVID and us being at home, the relationship focus and that sort of thing. I think that our relationship with the various countries on the people list, Vladimir Putin and Xing Bing Jing Pling Gung, or whatever his name is, I have no respect for him, so I don't care whether I pronounce his name or... Somebody said, well, that's disrespectful. You don't know how to pronounce his name. I don't give a crap.
about pronouncing his name right, frankly, because no good is too good a way to refer to him. He's a monster. And what goes on in China now, the kinds of things, even if there wasn't a COVID, if you look at China and how they're treating Muslims as they taught, you know, the same way they treated Christians back a couple of decades ago, you realize what you're dealing with people almost subhuman. All they want to do is control everything. And when you look around at the mess in the world, one wonders how anybody in his or her right mind would want to control the world. What do you get for your trouble, if you will? But there are those people who, you know, the psychology, again, number 10, psychology of people and what they desire. It's, you know, some people say, why do we have such lousy candidates for president? Well, who in their right mind would want to be president under the circumstances, right? I mean, think about it. Would you, John Harper is here from WMEL, would you like to be president?
There was a time when I would have wanted to be president, yes, going way back, perhaps when we were kids during the days of John Kennedy, who inspired the nation, inspired young kids like myself to be president. But ever since then, no, I don't know why anybody would want to be president and go through this type of disaster on your life personally and everything else. It's not a good job.
How did we get here, John, do you think?
You mean where we're at right now?
Well, how did we get to the point where we, as you were talking about Kennedy and that era, and then how things have, is it because of Kennedy and his demise? Do you think that's where the problem started? Because if somebody asked me the question, I'd say the same thing that you did, and I'd say the Warren Commission, how Kennedy was dispatched, was the beginning of the chipping away of trust in our government and the leaders that we have. Now, maybe a lot of other leaders have been untrustworthy. A lot of people think that FDR was untrustworthy. He got us into World War II. You know, I don't know if that's true or not. But I do know from the same experience, because you or I are the same age, we've had the same experiences in our lives, and the Kennedy thing was extraordinarily destructive. And then followed by Vietnam, you know, I think that's when it started, frankly, and the decisions these people make that have been compoundedly stupid as we move on. Anyway, go ahead.
You're right on the money there, Doug, as far as after Kennedy, everything that started to go, in my opinion, your opinion, I'm sure that of many others, downhill from there. You mentioned Vietnam and what distrust that brought about on our nation and our leaders. And you can just move forward from year to year. And there's really not been a whole lot of positive years that you can put back to back and bumper to bumper that would really change that type of feeling around, that type of psychological feeling toward government, toward wanting to be in politics, wanting to be a worker in politics, or in the
really believing
capital.
In the government and your country and things like that. LBJ was a horror show. Yeah. Nixon was no good. I think Jerry Ford actually, I wished he'd have served longer because I think he was a pretty good influence on things, frankly. And so was Reagan. And I think that Clinton, frankly, say what you will about his personal life, I think there were a lot of things, even though he, you know, doesn't always leave a great taste in everybody's mouth. I think that when you can compare Reagan and Clinton in a way, because we all pretty much felt good about being Americans then. So we go up and down from there.
Well, we did. We did, Doug. But that feel-good psychological effect toward our country has definitely been lacking over the past many years. And, boy, as of the news that's come out in the last 12 to 18 hours, that is going to continue, and we're really heading into uncharted water at this point.
Oh. For sure we are. And I think whether you heard me say this earlier on the DJV program or not, talking about the astrology of where we are and where all of this stuff sort of collides around the election, COVID comes to a head, the Black Lives Matter movement comes to a head, and there still is, Victoria. Didn't somebody offer us a guest this week who is onto the asteroid that's supposed to hit the Earth in December? Isn't there, there's more about that, and, you know, what, there, can you imagine that on top of all the rest of
this
stuff?
That's all we need. Well, if there was ever going to be a year where an asteroid would actually collide with Earth, it would be 2020. This is the year. This is the smoke 'em if you got 'em year. This
Right. There you go. All right. Anyway, the president will talk about this a little bit, although I don't know that it deserves any more time than just acknowledging that the president and first lady have the coronavirus. She says they're feeling well, but adds, you know, I mean, what kind of chaos if... Can you imagine if Biden comes down with this, what kind of chaos this brings to the campaign? Talk about that. That's why I said all of this stuff collides in the next month, I think, and we hold our breath and wait to... We can't sit this out, though. You can't sit on the sidelines. You can't be unheard or uncounted. You got to be counted at the voting box, and you got to be heard when it comes to some of the things that you may feel pressured about with regard to the future of our country. 14 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly talk radio review. John Harper from WMEL is here with us this week. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Roundup, an overview of the stories and the ancillary things that go with them from Talk Radio's point of view, at least the point of view of several important Talk Radio people. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV show, and John Harper from WMEL in Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation with the education system, number seven this week on the countdown. School opens, does school close, who's going to get it? Do the children get it? They don't get it. They aren't to be worried, and then they give it to their parents. This is something that is so screwy, that is so crazy. And I wonder what the real takeaway here for me is, what it's doing to youngsters. Are they resilient enough? Are they strong enough to be able? I mean, I look at my grandson who started kindergarten, and he's sort of taking it in stride. I think if you start, you're just starting, and this is the scenario, it's okay. But if you've been in school, and you're confused, am I going to school today or not? And if I'm not going to school, then what is this box in front of me? What am I doing with it? Do you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. And then the announcement in some of the northern climes that there will be no snow days this year, because now we've got it pegged. No more excuses. We'll have school using the box. How about that?
But have we ever seen anything like this in our lives? I mean,
No. It's
crazy at every point where you turn, and the education crisis, school opening, school closing. You're right. The younger kids probably are quite resilient to the pulling and tugging as to which way they go.
Yeah.
But the older kids, and certainly when you get into high school, that's got to be a concern. And I'm concerned, Doug and Victoria and our audience, about what type of education in reality are students actually
not
receiving.
Not much.
Yeah,
not much.
That is a very real concern.
Yeah, not much. Victoria, can you imagine this happening when you were in school, let's say high school? Do you ever put yourself back there and think, okay, these were my high school experiences, and can you imagine going through this sort of situation while you were in high school?
I went away to high school. I went to a boarding school, so my high school experience was so different from most people.
So those boarding schools would be completely closed now, right?
I think my school has kids on campus, but they're treating it like college campuses. So it's like, it's different shifts, whether you're in the classroom or you're working from, your dorm room.
I got it. Yep. All right, number six. Focus on race relations, and maybe the Proud Boys come up as part of the discussion here. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return
I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 23 after the hour, we continue focusing on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Yeah, the countdown, just like the music countdown shows, only this focuses on the top 10 stories and people each week. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, number 6 this week. John Harper with me from WMEL and also my pal from the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, to comment. Race relations, number 6, the president talking, and that woman who's running in Delaware talked about the Proud Boys. I said off the air, we were laughing about it. I first said the Pep Boys.
Very different.
The Pep Boys are not related to the Proud Boys at all. So anyway, Trump calls into Hannity to clarify his comments that were, I don't know, what did he just not say anything about them? He said, sit down. I didn't get.
He said, stand back and stand by.
What does that mean? Did anybody know?
Well, that's what everyone was wondering. Okay. Does that mean, because this is like a militia.
Does that mean sit down and shut up?
Well, Trump clarified it later on, saying let law enforcement handle everything. But this is, you know, this is a violent militia group. So stand by kind of was taken by a lot of people as, okay, well, you can be there and you can, you know. It didn't seem like enough of a denouncement.
Yeah, put down. All right, so the lady in Delaware.
Yeah, I'm going to be calling upon you.
Right, that's how it felt. Yeah,
right. So the lady who's running for the Senate, the Republican I said this off the air, I probably shouldn't say it on the air, I'm not going to say what I said after looking at her, Victoria and John, but maybe her name says it all. At any rate, she thanked the Proud Boys for being the security at a rally that she had in Delaware. She has no chance of winning, but she's made a presence, and the presence doesn't seem positive. Very surprising, you know, in this day and age when a lot of women are identifying with what Victoria says in her philosophy, where she feels very much focused on the message, and this message doesn't seem to be applicable. And I get into dangerous territory here because I don't want to generalize, but most women I know would not, maybe that's the way to put it, most women I know would not necessarily gravitate to her message. How's that? Is that okay, Victoria?
Sure. I don't know anything about her, so I don't know what her message is.
Yeah, but it pretty much says it all. When you kind of watch her body language, listen to her, she's very angry. And when the Proud Boys, I wouldn't want to have the Proud Boys.
She didn't side up with them, or thank them for being there.
But they were there because they understand what her philosophy is, or at least they think they do.
I mean, this group is heavily, heavily misogynistic. So yeah. I don't understand why, and I said this to you off the air, I don't know why any woman would want them there, whether they're doing security or selling hot dogs. Why would you want this group there if you're a female running for office? I don't, it's counterintuitive.
Well, but then it assumes that all women think the same way, and they don't. Maybe a lot of the women who are your age, who are your friends and your groups, think the same way, and they are very pronounced with their feelings, and that's good. I think everybody should express themselves as they feel. But I think that there is this feeling that everybody, all women should think this way, and all men should think this way, and so there's kind of a danger in that.
Well, that I get that, but if you're a woman, it doesn't matter what your political views are, but if you're a woman and you're running for office, why would you want the support of a group that feels that no women should run for office?
Yeah.
Or hold any important position. Right.
Yeah, right.
So I don't get why. You can be as far left or far right as you want, but why would you want any group that's just anti-female? I don't get it.
Nope.
Are these boys the new guardian angels of our day?
Well,
were the guardian angels violent?
No.
I didn't think so, right?
No, they weren't violent. They were against violence, but they sometimes were pretty strident in the way they put violence down. Would you say that was a good way of describing it, John?
Perfect. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Okay, so we continue. We have the top five to go in the second half hour of this week's.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Giving Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes. Everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the second half hour of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Review, back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the last of September, 1st of October review of the hot hits this week. With me is John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, and a frequent visitor here on this program, Victoria Keelan, who's with me every day on the DJV program, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The number five story, focus on the economy, the state of business, the stimulus package, which seems to have gone through the House at $2.2 trillion. The old warrior, I was going to call him, he's actually an old fossil. Mitch McConnell says, nope, not going anywhere. We got to fix it. Too many things wrong. I don't know what that means.
Well, he said they're not even going to consider it, which is...
No, isn't that swell? Right.
Yeah.
That'll do them a lot of good at the box office. At the box office. At the voting booth. Or the box office.
It does feel theatrical, right?
It does. Yeah. It really does.
Good point, Victoria. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, where is it when you... When you think about the debate this past week and the focus, at least in part, if you get away from the nonsense, on the economy and where it is, and Trump saying, you know, and it's hard to argue with some of the things, the points that he makes about the economy and how it's doing. It isn't the thing that is not brought out. The economy is humming along, but it's not sort of equalized. The benefits that could accrue for everybody at all stages, if you will, of economic reality, don't seem to be there. And one wonders
Absolutely
whether that's...
Right.
Is that right?
Absolutely right, Doug. And businesses opening or closing right here in my backyard here in Florida, Central Florida, just 35 minutes from where I sit is Disney World. And they've just laid off over 2,500 employees there. Things are not getting any better there, and they're having to go through dramatic changes and dramatic hours of operation and things like that. It's this opening, business opening, is not really getting that much better. It's a dicey situation at best.
I would say, Victoria.
Well, in Florida, yeah, when we look at the numbers, the rate of infection with COVID, you know, Florida is, parts of Florida are up at 3.85%. Miami Dade County is at over 6% infection rate. That's not sustainable unless everyone is just going to deal with the fact that they're all going to get it. I don't know. Florida's the largest and first state to do a 100% reopening, so much so that John, correct me if I read this wrong. I read that the governor, DeSantis, actually forbade anyone to have less than 50% capacity at restaurants and strip clubs and
that's
bars.
That's exactly right. And Victoria and Doug, when you kind of peel the cover back on that, DeSantis, the governor, really is a puppet of Donald Trump. And Trump, going back to spring break earlier this year, wanted the state to be open, wanted everything to be business as usual, and that's when things were really starting to heat up. But
yeah.
DeSantis, who I think is looking at Trump to be his ticket to run for president at some time in the future, which is
right.
A kind of a joke. But nonetheless, DeSantis wants to open up everything and throw everything to the wind as far as what can happen with mm-hmm. the virus for the sake of having businesses open.
Right. That's how it feels. And you're living there, so you're living it. But certainly reading it from New Jersey, where I am, and our governor's been very conservative about reopening things. And in New York, also the same thing with Governor Cuomo there. It does feel like it's a, you know, devil may care kind of attitude from DeSantis.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because Florida has a lot of retirees. They have a lot of people who are in the, you know, in that high risk category for contracting COVID and how they'll react to it. It just, it feels like, I don't know, where did we lose our humanity? Where did we stop caring about our citizens and our humans? It just, it feels, I don't know, it just, it really rubs me the wrong way for sure.
Well, they roll down, the old timers roll into Florida and then they roll out in a casket. So that may be part of it, not motivated by anything progressive. So the economy and healthcare together, number four, focus on healthcare. I noticed that, and I put the two of them together here because of what's happening at Amazon. The largest, Walmart and Amazon, are the largest employers in America in terms of single companies. Amazon says 20,000 workers have COVID.
Yeah, they finally came forward with that, and I suspect the number is a lot higher. Amazon has been under, they've been under a lot of pressure from people to come forward and really admit, okay, how are the, because the workers have been on strike. We know that they've had pop-ups of strikes here and there. Amazon has pretty much squashed them. They've steamrolled right over anyone who tries to be a whistleblower. But now I think that there's just too much of a spotlight, and they had to admit. And like I said, I don't believe that it's 20,000. I believe it's a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of, before we leave number five, the business situation and how many of the smaller companies, I have a little small business. John, you have a small business. We are interested in knowing what it is that is going to help keep us going here. You look at the attention being paid to banks, the big conglomerates, the entertainment conglomerates, the airlines, that sort of stuff. They have announced this past week major job cuts. So that the, even though I think at the, during the debate, the figure of 8% unemployment came up, that may be now, but when the stimulus runs out, you watch those numbers go up. And at the office, if there is, that's, you know, I don't understand the Republicans for their own benefit, and that's what these people all work on this stuff, not for the benefit of the public, but for their own benefit. They're, if they aren't smart enough to see how this is going to affect people at the ballot box, if all these people are out of work between now and November the 3rd, I don't see any way that Trump or even the Republicans have a way to win. The economy is always what drives people. If you're out of work, are you going to vote for these guys who killed the stimulus package to keep you in groceries? I don't think so. That wouldn't be the way I'd be looking at it, frankly.
No,
all
you're right.
So
you're right.
Go ahead.
I just said you're up. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Why would you vote for someone who created this disaster for you and your family?
Yeah, in the first place. Okay, number three is basically all the numbers with regard to COVID. Maybe the number one and two numbers here are the president and his wife getting it, and who knows who else is going to get it. You wonder about whether he had it on the night of the debate. He didn't touch.
It's likely he did.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, if he tested positive a few days later, they say, I think that they've still stuck with the 5-day incubation period. But it would stand to reason that, yes, he probably did have it during the debate.
Well, thinking about all the makeup he had on, we were all kind of got a kick out of how much Mantan or whatever that orange stuff is he puts on his face. That may have been, maybe he didn't feel well then, and they decided to give him a little more makeup.
I didn't think about that. That's actually, I thought Joe could have used a little bit of bronzer. He needed to look a little less pale. But, that was the first thing I noticed. It was probably twice as much makeup as we normally see him wearing.
You know what is really, okay, let's take this street. I'm going to spend a minute on this. Both of them, when you look at the work that they've had done. Joe Biden has obviously had some work done on his face. He's had hair transplants. He's 78, so he doesn't want to look 78. But then you think about Trump and what came out about his hair this week and the scars from where he tried to get plugs put in his hair. And if you actually look in the sunlight on his hairline, he's pretty much bald. And the way that they fix, you know, the whole business is about $70,000 being deducted from his tax return for his hair work during the time that he was on The Apprentice. You know, if you really kind of dig into it, it's kind of small potatoes, but yet it makes interesting anecdotal conversation because he tries so hard to make it look like he's got a head of hair, when in fact he doesn't have any hair. He's bald. But it's really very crafty the way they fixed his hair over the years. Well, that's not going to keep people from voting for him. I just find it interesting in an anecdotal way. What happens when Melania runs her fingers through his hair? What do you think?
Well, luckily, I don't think she does, so I think they're fine. I think there's no problem there.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, we move on in a moment to the Supreme Court situation and the status of the presidential race sort of by itself, or maybe we talk a little about the mail-in ballots. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with an overview of this week's big stories from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, relationships with people at work, at school, all that is changing because of the reality of our health situations. Our relationship with foreign governments, number 9, natural disasters, that sort of thing, the weather and how things, the fall has brought us some change. That's kind of welcome. Education and what's happening in school, number 7. Race relationships, number 6. The economy, number 5. Health care and vaccines, number 4. The president gets it, number 3. The Supreme Court situation is number 2. And the presidential race is number 1, as you kind of would expect. Those are the stories making it this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed. Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Next up, the official overview. Sometimes we don't have time to actually give you the list in its entirety because we get distracted. So this is the official list from Talkers Magazine, the people list from September 28th through October 2nd. Number 10, the leader of China. Number 9, the leader of Russia. Number 8, Chris Wallace. Breonna Taylor is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6 on the list. Nancy Pelosi would be 5. Were it me, I think I might flip those two around. But anyway, they're both important to political conversations this week because of the movement of the bill to bring more aid to people. Dr. Fauci is 4. Amy Coney Barrett is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And the president is number 1. I don't know whether there's a president hashtag his wife there. That may be a part of, certainly is part of the consideration because of what they're going through at the moment with COVID. That's the official list. Again, Talkers Magazine, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. You can find the list published there every week at talkers.com. All right, so we got a couple of more moments here and a couple of more issues. The connection between Amy Coney Barrett and Mitch McConnell appears to be the reason that she is the nominee. Everybody figure that out?
The connection. Wait, what? Say that again?
The connection between Amy Coney Barrett and Mitch McConnell is the reason she's up for the Supreme Court.
What is their connection?
Isn't she from Kentucky?
I didn't connect the dots.
What's that?
No.
I didn't connect the dots on that.
Some connection that I quickly
clerked for Antonin Scalia.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So we know that. I
think there's some connection between her and the McConnell family, but I'm not. That is just something that passed in and out of my mind. I thought, okay, there it is. That makes sense. That's why she surfaced. So let's see if that plays out or if it comes to the surface a little bit. Number one is the mail-in ballot. I think part of the presidential race is the extreme confusion as to where you'll be able to, you're mailing them in. In Texas, didn't they limit the places where you could bring your ballot on election day and just drop them off?
It is so limited and very controversial. They have one ballot drop box per county. And Texas is
a huge state.
I know. In the largest county, in Harris County, they had 11, and they're dropping it to one ballot drop box.
Why are they doing that?
Well, exactly.
Hello.
That's the question.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right, John, thank you for being here with your precise comments. John Harper from WMEL in the Space Coast in Florida. Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
School goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs to learn from anywhere.
Notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to project boards.
And all at amazing prices. This week, 10 packs of Crayola fine tip markers and Staples exclusives Crayola 12-pack markers and 12-pack colored pencils with sharpener are just 97 cents each.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or order online.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 10-10 while supplies last. Limit 30 in-store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJV program, keeping up with technology as it applies to you and your everyday life. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Duracell is at number 5 with their new batteries. Victoria, how is that affecting our lives?
Well, the new coin cell batteries will be less enticing for children to put in their mouths. They are adding a new, very bitter coating to the 2032, 2025, and 2016 size lithium coin batteries. They are trying to discourage young children from accidentally eating them. The new batteries begin rolling out in stores this month, and they feature a coating on the bottom that reacts with saliva to release a bitter taste that that they're hoping will discourage kids from swallowing it or ever putting a battery in their mouths again. Duracell notes that swallowing a lithium battery can cause a harmful chemical reaction in as little as 2 hours. They didn't say it, but a lot of tech writers have reported on this, saying that reaction that it has in your stomach could actually kill a child. So this is something that is good and hopefully will protect little ones, because a lot of these coin batteries are being used in so many devices now. We're moving away from AA and triple A. It's more about the coin battery.
Next up, number 4, a focus on Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, people were wondering if Prime Day was going to happen, because typically it occurs in July, but with the pandemic and everything going on, Amazon canceled it. So now they've announced that Prime Day will happen, and it will run from October 13th to October 14th, and they have it's a two-day shopping event that features over 1 million deals across every category. Brands like Panasonic and Keurig and Under Armour and Adidas and Lacoste, all of those will be on sale. Starting right now until October 12th, Prime members will receive a $10 credit usable on Prime Day if you spend that money at small businesses on Amazon. That's the big push this year. Amazon is committing to spending more than $100 million to promote small business through Prime Day and the holiday season, which I think is good news. Prime Day starts at 3 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, October 13th.
All right, number 3.
Ring, which is the home security company, has released a new dashboard cam that goes in your car. It has a feature called Traffic Stop. This Ring car cam is going to cost $199. It has two cameras, one pointed out the front windshield and one that points directly into the car's interior. The camera can send alerts whenever an event like a break-in or towing or an accident is detected, and owners can tap into the camera feed to see what's going on inside their car. The interesting thing is the traffic stop feature. All you need to do is say, "Alexa, I'm being pulled over." It automatically starts recording. It saves all of the footage to the cloud. It will also send a notification to a list of your emergency contacts that you set up during, the initial setup, and then it informs them that you are being pulled over by the police. So, essentially, this could be a really good thing for police accountability, because we know we cannot rely on body cams from the police. They are either tampered with, or they're not turned on, or it only shows one side of an altercation. So this is another way for citizens to be able to, I think, protect themselves and hold the police accountable, which is a good thing.
Yep. Number 2, here's a scam. Look out for this.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. This is the gift card scam. The Better Business Bureau is warning consumers to be on the lookout for gift cards that have been tampered with. Gift cards, especially this year coming up with, the holidays and people not traveling, gift cards are the number one most requested gift of the 2020. And so this is a very easy scam, and this is how it works. Using a magnetic strip reader, which can be purchased on Amazon for under $100, the scammers scan the cards, because, they're all in every store, these gift cards are just out in the open now. They used to be behind a glass case. Now they're not. So if you pick up one of these cards, make sure that the PIN has not been scratched off, because all these scammers need to do is they run it through the scanner, they pop a new sticker on it. When you take that card to the checkout and you add $50 to it or you add $100, that actually goes directly into the scammer's bank account. So you're giving an empty gift card, essentially. Just make sure nothing looks suspicious. Take a different card, turn the one that if you see something that looks like it's been tampered with, turn it in immediately. And the Federal Trade Commission says that only buy gift cards from known and trusted retailers as well. That's another way that you can make sure that you're being safe.
Number one tech story of the week is a suit against Facebook.
This is the reason that this is the number one, this is the biggest tech story of the week, is because this could set a legal precedent for all social media. What happened was the partner of one of the civil rights protesters who was shot and killed in Kenosha, Wisconsin last month, has sued Facebook, alleging that they were negligent in failing to remove posts, calling on local militia members to take up arms. So they're basically saying that Facebook was partly responsible for this murder. So if they win, this is going to change the game for social media.
Changing the game, that's what we're doing here. That's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. White House physician says President Trump was treated with a steroid after a drop in oxygen levels Saturday.
Dr. Sean Conley says the president continues to improve after his COVID-19 diagnosis. However, he reveals that Mr. Trump was given the steroid dexamethasone on Saturday when his oxygen level dropped to 93%.
And we decided that in this case, the potential benefits early on the course probably outweighed any risks at this time.
The medical team says the president did not feel short of breath. He remains without a fever and his vitals are stable. Doctors say he could be discharged as early as Monday. Greg Clugston reporting.
New York City's mayor is asking the state for permission to close schools and reinstate restrictions on non-essential businesses in several neighborhoods because of a resurgence of the coronavirus. In a conference call, Andrew Cuomo said there are 20 hotspots in the state that account for a majority of the cases.
Predominantly in Orange, Brooklyn, Rockland, a little bit in Nassau, a little bit in Queens. The positivity rate there is about 4.8%. Excuse me. In the balance of the state, without those hotspot zip codes, 0.9.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says shutdowns would happen starting Wednesday in 9 zip codes in the city. De Blasio says about 300 public and private schools would have to close. Indoor dining, which just resumed a few days ago, would also be suspended. California set a grim new record Sunday when officials announced the wildfires of 2020 have now scorched a record 4 million acres in a fire season that's far from over. The unprecedented figure is an area larger than the state of Connecticut. News and analysis at townhall.com.
me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Denny Hamlin stays out of trouble and wins in Alabama.
Denny Hamlin dropped to the back of the pack early in the race at Talladega Super Speedway to avoid any potential chaos, and it worked as he dodged wrecks and rallied late to make a controversial last-lap pass to take home his seventh win of the season. The finish locks him into the next round of NASCAR's playoffs as he heads to next week's race with zero pressure. Following Hamlin to the line was fan favorite Matt DiBenedetto, but he was disqualified for going out of bounds below the yellow line. That moved Eric Jones to second and Ty Dillon up to third. DiBenedetto was moved to 21st. Jerry Jordan, Talladega, Alabama.
Postseason baseball games start Monday. Teams could play the division series over five straight days, take a single day off, and then contest the league championship series on seven consecutive days. And that could stress closers. No one's pitched in games for five straight days since Sean Tolleson for Texas back in 2015. This is townhall.com. Meanwhile, out in the new data is showing violent crime in New York City continuing to spike through September. The number of shooting incidents in the city increased 127% from last year. This comes as Mayor Bill de Blasio and the city council agree to cut $1 billion from the police budget in July and transfer those funds to other community initiatives. Out west, the sale of marijuana is at stake in the state of Arizona.
45% approve the measure, while 34% are opposed, with about 19% undecided. The Smart and Safe Arizona Act would allow for adults 21 and over to possess as much as an ounce of marijuana and permit sales at around 130 existing medical marijuana dispensaries in the state. Democrats heavily support the act, with 59% of respondents saying they will vote for it. Republicans only give the measure 30% support.
Patrick Foss reporting. More details at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The cooking and what trouble I'm having now.
You mean you can't cook?
Well, it's not my fault. There's something wrong with the Toastmaster. I worked on it for 2 hours last night, but I couldn't get the meatballs to pop up. I was thinking, maybe I could rent my spare room to somebody else. Put an ad in the paper, maybe.
That's a good idea, Alan. Everybody reads the papers. Mr. Johnson is crazy about the evening paper, especially the comic strips.
The comic strips?
Yes. Yeah. Funny what happened. He read Little Orphan Annie, and we had one child. And then he started reading Blondie and Dagwood, and we had two children.
Better keep him away from Superman.
Keep him away from Superman? I must tell that to Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. See you later, Mrs. J. I'm going out of the Van Nuys Gazette. Never been in a newspaper office before. I wonder where the classified ads are. I'll ask this girl here. Pardon me, miss. I'd like to put an ad in your paper.
He'd like to put an ad in my paper. He'd like.
You do take classified ads, don't you?
Of course we take classified ads, of course.
Well, I have a little spare room.
What's it my business the way your suit fits?
No, I mean I have a spare room in my house I'd like to rent out.
Well, if that isn't a miracle, well, if...
Look, I want to share my house with somebody.
Have you thought about marriage?
Huh?
Don't you want someone soft and cuddly next to you on the sofa?
Soft and cuddly?
Someone warm that will sit at your side and purr.
Keep my cat in the back porch.
I can't.
Well, look, please, miss, I just wanted to come in here.
Why don't I ever score with anybody?
Maybe you got a tilted machine. I don't know. Look, what about my ad?
Okay, I'll paint your ad. Let me have it.
Here, I got it all made out. I suppose there'll be a lot of answers. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. The housing problem is just as bad as ever. Big movie stars can't find a place to live.
Yeah.
Even James Mason, the English actor, can't find a house in California.
James Mason? I've never seen him on the screen.
Oh, you should have seen him in The Seventh Sail. He was so cruel, I could have kissed him. First he hit a girl with his fist. Then he hit a girl with a cane. Then he hit a girl with a chair. It's as thick as here in California.
Guess he wants to try it with cars now.
Well, your ad will be in the morning paper. Please drop in again. Please drop.
Well, I better get right home now. Hope I rent my room to a nice fella. There's a light in my house. Wonder how that light could... Somebody in my living room. Pardon me, but I...
Run along, my good man. The room has been already rented.
Rented? But I'm the one who was forced to...
Don't be difficult. Remove yourself from the premises. Out of the house!
But look, I was supposed...
In the words of the Latin poet, natitur non fit res angusta reductio ad absurdo. English translation, grab some air, square.
Wait a minute. I happen to own this house.
Oh, well, that throws a different light upon the matter. Congratulations, my good fellow. You have just rendered your room to a very famous man.
A famous man? Well, who are you?
I, sir, am an actor.
Oh. Well, look, have you got any money to pay for this room?
I, sir, am an actor. Surely you recognize me. My classic profile is familiar to all.
Your classic profile?
Gaze at the angle formed of my noble forehead, the arch of my brow, and follow the contour as it dips the bridge of my nose, terminates in the glorious tip, and continues over these proud lips, and sweeps to a majestic conclusion in a determined chin. Doesn't this irregular line mean anything to you?
I think I once took that route to Lake Arrowhead.
No, you must be jesting, sir. My family has been the very soul of the theater for generations. My grandfather was born on the stage, my father was born on the stage, and I, too, was born upon the stage.
Couldn't afford hospital.
My good man, kindly bring in me luggage from outside.
Your luggage?
Be gone, Marlott!
Okay. I thought Dealer was a character. Nothing compares with a ham actor, and what a ham! Must have his suits made by Hart, Schaffner, and Swift. Here's his luggage. Got his initials all over. J.M. Probably some phony actor named... You got it? J.M. The girl said James Mason was looking for a room. J.M. must stand for a dress. He's a famous actor after all. James Mason. I better not let on that I know it. J.M., here are your bags.
Thank you, my good man.
I suppose you don't want to talk about the seventh veil.
The seventh veil?
Yeah.
I hardly think that this is the time to discuss Artie Shaw's latest wedding.
Well, if you want to... You want to keep your little secret, it's all right with me, but I guess it was fate that brought you here. J.M., I've written a play, and I'd like you to read it.
So you've written a play. Everybody's written a play. But since I'm a non-paying guest in your house, I shall deign to peruse your masterpiece.
Gee, that's great, as long as you look at it. I certainly value your opinion.
Tell me, what is the title of your play?
Melted Pistol.
Melted Pistol?
The sequel to Duel in the Sun.
Strange thing, the human mind. Nevertheless, I shall read your play at once and give you my honest opinion.
Gee, a famous actor's going to read my play and give me my honest opinion. If he likes it, I'll be a success. I'll be a famous playwright. That's what I'll do. I'll write another Tobacco Road. That's it. Tobacco Road.
What's all this mumble, mumble, mumble?
Thank you, Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
Well, Alan Young, believing that James Mason has rented his spare room, has given him his play to read. All excited, we find Alan knocking at Dolores Darling's door to tell her the news.
Well, it's Alan Young, my shy little neighbor. Come on in, honey.
Thanks. Hope I didn't interrupt anything.
I was just about to change to my evening dress.
Oh.
How about an old-fashioned?
You can wear anything you like.
Oh, Alan, you're so naive. Mm-hmm. But it's just as well. I forgot. I wouldn't be able to fix you one anyway.
I'm afraid there's something wrong with my shaker. Did you drop over for any special reason, Alan?
Yeah, Dolores, I wrote a play, and James Mason is reading it now.
James Mason? Mm. Oh, that's wonderful, Alan.
You like him?
Oh, yes, he's so handsome. But I like you better, Alan. You're James Mason, Clark Gable, and Tyrone Power all rolled into one.
Oh, I am so.
I just love to appear in your play, Alan. I'm wonderful in love scenes.
Love scenes?
Uh-huh. Come on, sit down here beside me and let me show you.
No.
Come on.
No.
Alan. Oh, come on, sit down. There's nothing to be afraid of. After all, I'm a member of the weaker sex.
Member? You're the president.
Oh, come on, sit down.
Okay.
Well, now that we're nice and comfy, do you want to take my hand?
Where to?
Now, I'll just show you how Dolores does a love scene. I'm going to move up close to you. I'm coming closer to you. And closer to you.
Gee.
Do you know why I'm coming so close to you?
You're nearsighted?
I'm coming close to you because I love you. I want you. I must have you.
Well, if nobody calls for me in 30 days, I'm yours.
I'd love to appear in your play with James Mason, Alan.
Well, I wish you could, Dolores, but how can I ever put on a play?
Well, it would be a wonderful thing for Van Nuys. Why don't you see Mr. Merriweather? He'll help you.
Mr. Merriweather?
Yes. He's a director of the Van Nuys Chamber of Commerce, and he'll do anything to advertise Van Nuys.
That's a great idea, Dolores. I'll go over to City Hall and see him right now. Oh, there's the office, Mr. Merriweather, Van Nuys Chamber of Commerce. Look what's written on his door. If it's for the sun you hunger, move to Van Nuys and forget Cucamonger. All he ever thinks about is Van Nuys. Oh, hello, Mr. Merriweather.
Oh, one moment, Alan. I'm talking to the weatherman.
Oh.
Now, listen, Fred. What's the idea of saying it rained yesterday? I've told you 1,000 times it never rains in Van Nuys. Sometimes the grapefruit are juicier than usual. Now, don't let it happen again.
Mr. Merriweather, there's something I want to discuss with you.
There's something I want to discuss with you, too, Alan. I passed your house this morning, and your grass was wet.
Well, I can't help it. The morning fog is on my lawn. What am I supposed to do?
Blot it. Besides, there's no such thing as fog here in Van Nuys.
Oh, wait a minute. Lots of times I go outside and there's a white mist in the streets. How do you explain that?
Low Pepsi-Cola ads.
Well, maybe you won't hold those things against me when you hear my wonderful news. I got a very famous man living in the house with me.
Oh? Who is he?
Now, it's kind of a secret. I'll tell you this much, though. He's a Mason.
Good. We're short of plasterers right now.
No. I'm talking about James Mason. He's a celebrated English star. See, I've written a play, and after you read it, you'd be dying to act in it.
Alan, you used the word dying.
I did?
You know nobody dies in Van Nuys. They just go south for the winter. The hard way.
I'm sorry, Mr. Merriweather.
But you have given me an idea, Alan. James Mason in your play would be great publicity for Van Nuys.
Publicity?
Yes, we'll make a radio broadcast of your play. People all over the country will know that James Mason is here in Van Nuys.
That's wonderful.
I'll call the radio station and make arrangements to broadcast your play tonight.
Oh.
But don't forget, James Mason has got to be in that play.
He'll be there, Mr. Merriweather. Goodbye. Gee, this will really make me important. Chamber of Commerce is producing my play. James Mason is starring in it. My leading lady be Dolores Darling. Why, this will put me in the... Filthy rich uptight driving a beautiful car.
Alan, Alan, I'd like to park my car. Would you have someone pull the curb over to me?
Yeah. But I suppose you're driving over to take Dolores Darling out tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it won't do you any good. Dolores Darling will be too busy with me tonight to go out with you.
Oh, Alan, this can't be true. I must pinch myself.
To see if you're dreaming?
No, I feel so good to me.
Oh, but this is dreadful. I was going to take Dolores dancing at the First National Bank.
You can't dance at the First National Bank.
Haven't you ever heard of the vaults?
I might as well tell you what's happened. I've written a play for Dolores.
Ooh, I'd like to make a play for her, too. Oh, Mother, get out the golden bantam. I'm plenty corny tonight.
Hubert, I'll be a famous man once my play is on the radio. Besides, I'm going to have James Mason appear in it.
James Mason? Well, I'll beat that. I'll produce a play, and I'll get Shakespeare to write it.
No. Shakespeare is dead. How could you get him to write a play?
People will do anything for money.
Anyway, Hubert, tonight you'll hear my play broadcast on a Van Nuys station.
Oh, how common. Alan, when my play is produced, it'll be heard on KFI, KOMO, KARK, and KVOO.
KFI, KOMO, KARK, and KVOO. Put them all together. What do you got?
Alan, if James Mason and Dolores Darling is going to be in your play, I'd like to have a part in it, too.
But you're no actor.
Oh, how can you say that, Alan? My family hired the head of MGM to teach me acting. Louis B. Governor.
His name is Louis B. Mayer.
We gave him a raise.
Oh, you... All right, but I'll give you a part in my play.
Oh, bully. Just plain bully. I'll see you tonight, Alan. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Everything's set now but James Mason. I'll hurry home and tell him he's going to be in my play.
What fools these mortals be. What fools these mortals be.
Gee, he's rehearsing.
Greetings, my good man. Ah, what fools these mortals be. Do you know who said that?
Cashier at Santa Anita?
No, it was Shakespeare.
Oh, speaking of Shakespeare, what did you think of my play?
I'd rather not say.
You didn't like my play?
UCLA lost with better ones. Oh.
You've got to like it. It's being produced in the radio tonight with James Mason as the star.
James Mason?
As soon as I saw your luggage, I knew who you were.
You did?
Yeah, JM stands for James Mason. What else?
My name happens to be Jonathan Mildew.
Jonathan Mildew?
Jonathan Mildew, actor, leading man. Also available for parties, banquets, and free luncheons.
You're not James Mason?
Definitely not.
What am I going to do? The program goes on in a couple of hours, and Mr. Merriweather will go crazy.
Why worry?
Why worry? If I don't line up Mason, he'll tear apart my Dixon.
You're listening to The Alan Young Show. We'll be right back with more after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
From shopping to banking, so much these days has moved online, and all of those websites require passwords. The number one way to prevent online fraud is by having a strong password. But the folks at New Data Security are working on additional measures of security. Robert Capps, VP of New Data Security, explains.
Passive verification goes along the way of observing human interactional characteristics. As you type, you're going to have a very specific cadence to your typing, the dwell time between keystrokes, how long you hold down keys. Those are all things that are very unique to you as a human, and specifically to you as a human using your own credentials. And so they make great ways of authenticating consumers in a very privacy and security-centric way.
More info is at newdatasecurity.com. That's the letters N-U, datasecurity.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While it's unknown how COVID-19 will impact flu season, the CDC recommends that most people 6 months and older get a flu vaccination. Here's Dr. Wendy Wright, family nurse practitioner, with more.
Flu cases often increase in the fall. You want the protection of the vaccine before flu season hits. Several flu symptoms like fever, cough, difficulty breathing, and headache are also COVID symptoms. If you experience symptoms, contact your healthcare provider for guidance.
There are simple ways to protect yourself and your family.
Get a flu shot, wear a mask, and avoid close contact with sick people. Get enough sleep, hydrate, and avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Stock up on essentials like Advil, hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, cold and cough medicine, and a decongestant.
When used as directed, Advil is safe and effective to reduce fever and relieve minor aches and pain associated with the common cold or flu. Learn more at Advil.com.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
And now back to the Alan Young Show on WIN Radio 1.
Well, Alan Young has promised everyone that James Mason would appear in his play on the radio. Unfortunately, Alan's James Mason turned out to be a ham actor named Jonathan Mildew. Let's join Alan at the Van Nuys radio station.
Alan, just think, we'll be on the air in a few minutes with your play.
Yeah, what a mess I'm in. Promised Mr. Merriweather James Mason to be in the play.
Well, Alan, why don't you play Mason's part? You can act mean, can't you?
Dolores, I'd have to sneer at people, and I don't know how to sneer. By the time I could take a few lessons from a new car salesman or something. Oh, well.
Well, you better think of something, Alan. Oh, look, here comes Mr. Merriweather.
He'll never forgive me if I make him the laughing stock of Van Nuys.
Oh, hello, Alan. I just dropped in to say hello to James Mason.
James Mason? Well, he's got it! He's back there, tied up now, busy rehearsing and things like that. You won't be able to see him now.
Well, I ought to. If he's staying here in Van Nuys, I want to acquaint him with some of our California regulations.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. In England, they drive on the left-hand side of the street, too.
Well, I'll just go into the studio and have a quick word with him.
Mr. Merriweather.
Leave him to me, Alan. Yeah. Oh, Alan, why don't you introduce me to this charming gentleman?
Hi, Dolores. Dolores, this is Mr. Randolph Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, Dolores, darling.
Ah, hello.
Yes, and tell me, my girl, are you a product of Van Nuys?
Sure, Randolph, honey. This is my hometown.
She's Van Nuys' answer to the frost warnings.
Well, I'm quite sure I'm going to enjoy your performance tonight.
Oh, Randy boy, why don't you run along home and listen to it over the radio?
Yeah, listen in. You get a better picture of the whole thing that way.
All right, Alan. I can't wait to hear James Mason on a Van Nuys program. Nothing can go wrong.
Wrong?
Yes. Well, goodbye, Alan. I'll be listening.
Gee, thanks, Dolores. I guess I'll have to play James Mason's part and try to fool Mr. Merriweather now.
Oh, he'll never know the difference, Alan. We're on the air in just a few seconds. Hubert Updike's ready, and here comes the producer, Mr. Pola.
All right, everybody. On the air in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, take it.
And now, the Van Nuys Chamber of Commerce proudly presents that blood-curdling drama of the Wild and Woolly West called Melted Pistols. Or, He Couldn't Get the Lead Out. We pick up our hero, Deadeye Mason, as he gallops heck-bent for leather.
Bull Trigger! Bull Shooter! Bull Dunn! Dunn does everything. Foreclose the mortgage on that ranch. Hey, you.
You look for someone?
Yeah, I'm Deadeye Mason. Who are you?
My father, him Big Chief Apricot. My mother, she Little Squaw Pineapple.
I have fruit salad. mortgage money. Where's the dough?
Me no tell.
Then you better talk, see, because you're dealing with dead arm... dead arm mission, the meanest guy in the world. Now, where's the dough? Better tell me where the dough is. Come on, talk. All right, now you let me hit you for a while.
I no talk.
Yeah, well, I'll get the dough from the owner. Where is he?
Him over there taking care of cattle.
Hey, you. Are you the owner?
Me no owner.
You know nothing.
Me taking papooses for a walk. Me carry one papoose in front, one papoose in back.
Who's this guy?
Big Chief Studebaker. Careful how you treat me now. Here comes Boss Man.
I'm not afraid of him. I'll twist your arm for you.
Hold on there, partner. You're dealing now with Tex Updike.
Listen, Updike, I want my money.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm broke. This is a character part, of course.
Well, yes. Only one way to settle this up, Doc. We gotta fight a duel.
Well, Deadeye, there must be some other way.
Come on, choose your weapons.
Cadillacs at 40 paces.
No. No stone. And here's a gun for you and a gun for me. Now we'll each walk 10 paces, turn, and fire. Fire and square, you'll fire. Let's stand back to back.
All right, we're back to back.
Now we'll both take 10 paces forward.
Oh, no, no, don't go away.
Why not?
Rub my back some more, it feels so good.
Start walking up, Doc. Remember, 10 paces, and then fire.
Oh, bully, just plain bully, a direct hit.
That's what you think.
But, Dad, I hit you, and you've got to fall down. You must.
Turn to shoot.
Oh, Mother, I've been punctured.
Stop the program.
Yeah, quick. Stop the program.
In the middle of the play, what's going on here?
Stop the program. Just as I suspected when I was listening.
Huh?
You haven't got James Mason at all. Everyone's laughing at us.
Mr. Merriweather.
Van Nuys was supposed to take the country by storm and...
Storm? What did you say?
Oh, I didn't mean storm. I'm just a little foggy.
Foggy? Mr. Merriweather!
I mean my mind was a little clouded.
Huh? No. Storm? Foggy, clouded? After all I've done for Van Nuys, you come along and spoil the whole show!
Alan Young will be back in just a moment. Say, mister, are you sure you're making a good impression? Better watch that hair of yours. Keep it looking right with Vitalis and the famous 60-second workout. Yes, get these three important benefits. One, Vitalis keeps even the driest, most unruly hair well-groomed in a natural, masculine way. Two, the Vitalis workout loosens your tight scalp, prevents dryness. Three, the Vitalis workout routs embarrassing loose dandruff, helps retard excessive falling hair. So don't forget, to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. Now, here's Alan.
Thanks, Jimmy. See you next Friday, friends. Good night.
Thank you.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
From January 10th, 1947, as I mentioned, Alan Young is likely best known today for the role of architect Wilbur Post on the TV sitcom Mr. Ed. It aired on CBS television in the early 1960s. And airing on that same network at that time, The Danny Thomas Show. Well, prior to his TV fame, Thomas was a regular cast member on the next program I'll share with you here on When Radio Was. It's an episode of the Dreamtime Variety Show, right after this break.
It was a time of women's legs in silk stockings with seams, of margarine you had to mix with color yourself unless you wanted it to look like lard, of new Studebaker cars for $660 at the factory in South Bend, Indiana. One-time cop turned small-time private detective, to whom three shaves on a blade was routine, and four, that was good luck. 1940, the time of Harry Nile.
we invite you to meet Harry Nile, a former Chicago cop who quit the force after uncovering a vein of corruption.
Why am I out here in California, where I never wanted to be, with another man's $1,000 in my pocket, heading for a rendezvous with a guy I've never seen, to do a job I never thought I'd be doing?
He stalks the rainy streets of the pre-war West on behalf of private clients in Radio Spirit's 23-episode collection called Seattle Blues.
His briefcase is on the bed. Papers are scattered everywhere. But Dickens isn't there. Uh-oh. Yes, he is. Still in his leather jacket, lying against the wall, is a pink glow from the neon motel sign outside on the street, and it shows me enough to make me back out of that room and get out of Victorville as fast as I can go.
Today, you can save $12 on Harry Nile, Seattle Blues. This 8-CD set is regularly $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it now for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY77.
But even though I can hardly walk, I'm smiling, because I've solved the case of a battered beauty all in one night.
Get Harry Nile, Seattle Blues today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
A SIM swap scam, or SIM splitting, SIM jacking, or SIM hijacking, is an increasingly common type of smartphone fraud, where scammers are using two-factor authentication, a text message sent to your phone, in order to defraud you. We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about SIM swapping.
In your phone, you have a SIM card, but unfortunately, cybercriminals have clicked on that they can go into a phone shop or contact your carrier and ask for a new SIM card, and there's very little verification that the phone companies do. They put that in a new device, and suddenly your phone becomes deactivated.
So, what can you do about it?
Don't think of your phone as a phone anymore. Think about all the identity verification you do through your phone. Your SMS messages from your bank, you can reset all your online passwords through your phone. It's actually an identity verifier.
More info is at ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for a bit more musical comedy variety. While this upcoming series is best known for the hit skit The Bickersons, it was much more, as you'll now hear. This is from April of 1947. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's Dream Time. Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Dream Shampoo are pleased to present The Dream Show, produced by Carlton Alsop and starring Don Ameche.
Let me sleep, will you please, Blanche?
Danny Thomas.
It's a free country, I'm a citizen.
And Francis Langford singing.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time. Will soon be goodbye time. And in starlight, hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say time is my time.
Frances, I was really touched by the surprise party you gave me last night.
I enjoyed it more than you did, Don. Your picture, Alexander's Ragtime Band, is so delightful that when it was reissued, I thought it would be a cute idea to have a reunion of the original cast and our mutual friends.
Yeah, it would have been a perfect evening if Danny Thomas hadn't cut in every time you and I were dancing.
Well, that's permissible.
Well, it may be, but I hate to dance with a man. He always gets me into silly situations.
Oh, that's just his idea of a little joke. Actually, I think Danny is one of your most ardent admirers.
Well, that may be so, but...
Oh, hello, everybody.
Danny! Danny Thomas!
Don. See, Don, I just came back from Grauman's Chinese where they're showing Alexander's Ragtime Band, and boy, am I glad I went.
You are?
Oh, I sure am. The candy machine had Hershey bars.
You're supposed to be a friend of mine, and you think a Hershey bar is more important than my picture.
Oh, not ordinarily, but these Hershey's had nuts in them.
You see, Francis, how he gets me into these silly conversations?
Oh, gee, Don, don't be angry. I'm just kidding. I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, that's it. You're always exaggerating.
I'm only human.
There you go, exaggerating again.
Oh, boys, you're always acting so antagonistic. Why don't you try saying nice things to each other?
It's okay with me, Francis. In fact, Don, you know I really like you. You're so brilliant. You're so meticulous. You're so talented. What am I?
You're so right.
You might say something nice about me, Don. You know, I'm in pictures, too, now, and it impresses plenty of people, especially women. Well, I can prove it to you. Just watch. Does any young lady in your audience care to come up and kiss me? Any middle-aged lady like to come up and kiss me? Any old lady? Any old man? Must be fate. I just have no luck with women.
Danny, that doesn't prove a thing. There's a time and place for romance.
Nothing works with me. I don't know.
That's negative thinking. Now, you just made a picture, The Unfinished Dance. Didn't you and Karen Booth do any scenes together?
Well, there was one scene when we were alone on the roof, and I slipped my arm around her waist.
Then what did you do?
I guessed her weight.
You know, Danny, I hate to constantly criticize you, but I don't think you're the type to play a lover in pictures.
I'm not?
Don't let Don worry you, Danny. Where there's life, there's hope.
That's got me worried, too. Where there's hope, they don't need Thomas. On second thought, maybe I shouldn't be so pessimistic. You know, Don, I have an uncle who wanted to be an actor, and he took dramatic lessons for 10 years. And after all those years, he decided he had no talent at all.
And he quit?
Oh, no, it was too late. By that time, he was a big star.
Well, I still have confidence in you, Danny. There's a part in my next picture that I'd like to see you get. Did you ever play the part of a gay deceiver?
A what?
A gay deceiver. You know, a man who leads a woman on and leaves her in the dark.
Oh, that's an usher.
No, Danny, I never saw a mind work as peculiarly as yours.
There's nothing peculiar about it. I just say whatever comes into my head.
You have a point there.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that the theater isn't ready for you yet.
Oh, you're wrong, Don. The theater's in my blood.
You'll have to prove that to me.
Well, go on. Punch me in the nose, and I'll bleed a little Shakespeare for you.
What's the use? Danny, it took me years to learn to become an actor, and I honor you by talking about something you'll never have the capacity to understand.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I'm not finished yet. If I ever again find myself discussing the theater with you, I'll punish myself by going to the darkest regions of Africa, finding the most vicious tribe of headhunters, and have them shrink my head until it's the size of yours.
Yeah, but...
Let's go, Francis.
But, Don...
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Don. How do you like that? It's so hard about being a movie star. I mean, one day you're putting your footprints in the cement of Grauman's Chinese, and the next day you're mixing it. The way he belittles me. I mean, anybody with half an eye can see I'm a greater talent than he is. Only thing is, where am I going to find somebody with half an eye? He ridicules my head. You have a point there, he said to me. I should have said there's a reason for it. When I was 6 months old, my father was hauling me upside down and dropped me into an ice cream cone, I should have said. That's true. That's why one of my eyes are red and the other one's green. Tutti frutti. You'll never get anywhere in pictures, he says to me. I should have said, oh, no. When my first picture was previewed at the Fox Theater, the line stretched all the way to the Paramount, I should have said. Hey, come to think of it, that's the way they were facing. so well. Those things happen. I'm all right, kid. I could be a bigger actor than Amici.
I could even be a director or a producer.
Sure, why not? It's a free country. I'm a citizen. I can just see me now running a studio. Stop the strip. Tear up the camera. You're doing everything wrong. Let's have a conference.
This is an episode of Dreamtime featuring the Bickersons. We'll be right back after this brief pause.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
In fact, a recent survey found that 66% of us take our smartphones to bed, which is why we asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic for some tips.
Following good sleep hygiene is very important, maintaining a good, consistent sleep-wake schedule during the work days and weekends is also very important, and maintaining a cool, comfortable environment and relaxing environment before you go to bed, perhaps taking a shower an hour or two before the bedtime, avoiding these electronics, avoiding caffeine after noon. And also we tell people, if possible, to avoid naps. If somebody has to take naps, it should be during the earlier part of the day and should be limited to 20 minutes or so.
Check out clevelandclinic.org for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now let's return to Dreamtime, featuring the Bickersons on When Radio Was.
Ah, so what? Those things happen. I'm a right kid. I could be a bigger actor than Amici. I could even be a director or a producer. Sure, why not? It's a free country. I'm a citizen. I could just see me now running a studio. Stop the strip. Tear up the camera. You're doing everything wrong. Let's have a conference. Do you think I'm a genius, men?
Yes, yes.
I'd like to hear that once again.
Yes, yes.
Some producers hire yes men, but I'm too big for that, am I not?
Yes.
Is there any producer around who has more talent or brains than I've got?
Yes.
You're fired.
Yes.
You're hired.
Yes.
I'm tired.
Yes.
Ah, shut up. I'm Metro-Goldwyn-Thomas. I'm right there on the ball. My sagas are great epics every time. I prove that I'm emphatic in matters cinematic. I don't know what that means, but I love the rhyme. I'm Metro-Goldwyn-Thomas. I startle one and all with pictures such as no one's ever seen. I innovate new factors. I don't use talking actors. Instead, the words are printed on the screen. And when I make my western, Cassidy won't hop along.
voice will sing the song. What do you know? My favorite song, Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Metro-Goldwyn-Thomas has a million thrills in store. For instance, here's a picture that I promise I'll ignore.
Please, the judge, Your Honor. No one put my boy Giuseppe at the jail for life as a police. Giuseppe's a good kid. Always helps his mama wash the dishes. And every night he practices on the violin and the music. The music is so pretty, like the birds are singing. Please, Your Honor. He's my only boy, and we need him to work for us in the groceries.
If he's such a good boy, why did he hijack a truck with 800 pounds of beef?
Maybe he was hungry.
NGT Productions will be talked and raved about because I take an oath that I'll include this picture out.
You better put down that gun, Lefty. You haven't got a chance. Come on down off the roof.
Yeah? Well, come and get me.
Okay, Lefty. Here I come.
I'm warning you, Steve. I'll drill you.
Remember, Lefty, I'm your brother.
You're my brother, but you're a copper, see? And I hate coppers. Now stand back or I'll drill you.
Lefty. Lefty, I tried to help you, but you turned bad. It's time you paid for it. But for Mom's sake, I'm going to let you take a couple of shots first.
Okay, you asked for it.
I can't see you. You just shot off both my ears and my hat fell over my eyes. My next production will reveal a great surprise to you. You have my word that here's another scene I'll never do.
Nice out here on the fire escape, isn't it, Danny?
Yeah, I guess so.
Doesn't this spring night mean anything to you? Don't you know the birds are singing just for us?
Francis, when a fella makes $18 a week, you can't afford to listen to nature.
Look into my eyes and tell me that.
Stop it. Stop it, Francis. Why do you torment me like that?
Don't you know how I really feel? Sometimes my lips dream that they're kissing yours. Then that nasty little voice in my head says she's pretty, Danny. And sweet and kind. Why don't you buy her a diamond ring? You make $18 a week. And don't let her get down on her knees and scrub the floor till her knuckles bleed. Hire a maid. You make $18 a week. And the voice in my head chuckles. The chuckle becomes a laugh. The laugh becomes a roar and my brain explodes.
Danny, you're tearing my heart to pieces. Why do you do this to me?
Are you blind, Francis? Can't you see what I'm trying to prove?
What? What are you trying to prove?
That I'm a better actor than Amici.
That you'll never see, produced by MGT.
The first half of an episode of the Dreamtime Variety Program. We'll have the second half, which indeed features that famous skit, The Bickersons, at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and as I shared earlier, cast member Danny Thomas went on to become very influential on television. He starred for 11 seasons in Make Room for Daddy, also known as The Danny Thomas Show, but he was also a top TV producer. His credits included The Dick Van Dyke Show, The Guns of Will Sonnet, and The Mod Squad. Well, my question is about another series he produced. It grew from a seventh-season episode of The Danny Thomas Show, which found him arrested by a southern small-town sheriff, a fellow who always had a sunny outlook and never carried a gun, although his deputy was known to possess an empty weapon with a single bullet in his shirt pocket. I'll name that hit series and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes,
Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
People, it sure looks strange to me. Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. We're a mountaineer burning.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Novelty77.
Oh, and everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner, winner, bird, bird, bird.
Four CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code Novelty77 to save on shipping.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code Novelty77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about one of producer Danny Thomas's most famous television series. In addition to starring in his own sitcom, Thomas produced many others, including The Dick Van Dyke Show, That Girl, and The Mod Squad. Well, in a 7-season episode of The Danny Thomas Show, his character finds himself traveling in the South, and he gets arrested by Sheriff Andy Taylor in the small town of Mayberry. That episode aired in February of 1960 and served as a tease for an even more successful comedy, which launched that fall, The Andy Griffith Show. Cast member Don Knotts would win 5 Emmy Acting Awards playing Deputy Barney Fife. While Sheriff Andy rarely carried a gun, Deputy Fife famously was allowed to have an empty revolver in his service holster and a single bullet kept in his shirt pocket. I'm Greg Bellamy. We've come to the end of another show, but please visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.